Hello.
Hello. What's
Testing, testing.
why are you testing now? You should be testing earlier.
I don't understand. That's why. I thought,
You think my time is important or not?
I think that when I do
When
this,
you're
then I
showing up
listen back,
late?
I get to, when I listen back to the recording, I'll see if my vocal level was correct.
Oh yeah.
So I can improve it next time. See?
I don't know if you can improve it. It's at the peak.
I just turned it up all the way.
Ah.
Done. Professional. Don't want to clip the levels, though. Because I know that's hard for you to adjust when you're editing.
I don't edit. I
Getting
hate
the
to break it.
levels
I hate to
getting
break
the
it.
levels
I
correct.
hate to break it to you.
Well, you have AI do it.
The
I
only
don't.
time I edit out that bathroom break in the middle, now that we're older, and it's like, oh, I need a cheer wine. I gotta go pee. It's the
Extended
old man
pee break.
break. Yeah. That's the only thing I edit out.
Pretty soon the show's gonna be nothing but edits. Gonna be down to 5 minutes.
Well, that's when I. You're younger, so you could take over
That's true.
editing chores.
I am months younger than you.
That's right.
Many months. Many months. Tons of weeks. So many weeks. And days.
Those are
Ridiculous
like
number of days.
years.
When you go.
As we get older, those are like years.
The expanse becomes bigger.
I hate getting older.
It's not a. It's not all bad,
I
but.
struggle with it. Like, I really
Physically
do. I'm like, this is some
sucks.
bullshit.
Yes. I do not deny that fact.
Yeah.
Luckily, my body hasn't completely turned against me yet, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, mine has turned.
Has this term made the
No, I don't know. It hasn't yet, but
turn?
I want to retire so I can enjoy myself before it turns.
That's a good goal.
Yeah. I get grouchy sometimes on these like holiday weekends because it goes too fast and I get pissed off because
Because
I
you're
don't get
enjoying it
done
so
as much as
much.
I want to do.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to just quit. Sometimes I just want to say, I'm tired. I want out.
Tap out.
I'm out of the rat race. I do think I would get bored at some point, but I want to at least make that. I want that to be
Yeah.
my decision on my own terms.
I always find it when I have like an extended number of days off. Like the first day, I kind of get bored, but then from the second day on, I'm fine. And then by the time I get to the end, I'm like, oh, I gotta go back to work. No.
Yeah, I gotta go back to work itis today on the walk. So I was walking Harley and we were walking really slow and I'm like, I don't want to go back. I don't.
So did you take an extra day or something?
I had Friday. Well, yeah, I had Friday off, and
Yeah,
I
me too.
left early on Thursday because we got a recent change in policy on vacation. So we used to have a 400 hour of vacation accumulation that we could have accumulate, and
Right.
then
That you could store
we're
up.
capped.
Yeah.
You couldn't once you hit that, you couldn't gain any more. Well, they moved that down to 250.
Whoa, that's a big change.
That's a big change. So I'm floating around 300 right now, and I just decided I need to burn down some vacation.
Yeah, when do you need to use the excess by?
Well, it's they give you some time, but the way I accumulate, I'll never get there. So
Yeah.
they're gonna take my 300 or whatever I have, 350, and they take 230 of it and they put it in, okay, that's your vacation pool. And then they put the rest into like this legacy pool.
Okay.
And you can burn it up until 2027, and then they'll pay you off. They'll pay you out if you don't use it.
I
But
see.
for me, I'd rather have the time, you know. So I don't want to get paid out. I could go that route, but I'd rather
It's nice that
spend.
they're doing that and not just.
Yeah, they're at least giving us till 2027, which.
Yeah. Well, it's
But
nice that
the
they're
pro the
paying
pro
you
the
because.
problem is by doing that, it's gonna be hard to ever hit the legacy, because you gotta burn down. So like if you're capped at 250, and they take you down to 230, you only have like 2 more months to accumulate enough vacation where you're already at the max, if that makes any sense. And then you start losing it.
Right.
So I mean, from a corporate perspective, I can understand they want people to use their vacation, and vacation now is what you're paid now and not in 10 years, because that could be a higher rate. Like I understand why they do it from a corporation perspective.
You think that's why they're doing it? Because of the payout? They could just say we're not giving you money anymore for your excess.
No, I think they I don't I don't I think that'd make a lot of disgruntled employees for
Yeah.
sure.
We never got paid for our excess, but we were capped at like 7 days or something like that.
We'll get capped. So that'll be lost. So like if I hit 250 in 2024, I will lose it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
And
you lose everything
I
else
earn
there.
about 13 hours of vacation a month. So in 2 months, if I hadn't used any, I will start losing vacation, like losing, like not.
Right. Yeah, losing it completely.
Yeah, so like it's not incentive to use your legacy, like what they pull in the legacy pool, and then I'll never get to use it. So I'm like, fuck it. If I have to take 4 hours every week, I'll take 4 hours every week. I don't care.
So you get to choose which pool you're taking the hours from?
You can, but it doesn't make sense to pull out of the legacy, because
Right,
then
that's
you
what I'm
can.
saying. They're not forcing you to use that
They're not
up.
force.
Yeah.
They're not forcing you, but if you don't burn down enough to get underneath that 250,
Yeah. Well, so all you have to
you'll
do,
accumulate.
yeah, all you have to do is
Take 10, 13 hours of vacation
keep it
a
at
month at
250 and
least.
then just don't worry about the legacy and just take the money.
I hate that.
Why? It's money. You can buy
No,
comic books with that money.
money's money, but I'd rather have sanity.
You
I
say
don't
that,
know how to say that.
but then you
I
don't
well
take
I,
days
I know I
off.
don't, but I'm gonna start. That's what I'm saying. If they want us to use it, I'm gonna use it. Fuck it.
Rather take days off, but then not take days off. So you're going to be taking more vacation days, is
I'm
what
gonna
this boils
try.
down to.
Even if it's like 4 hours on a Friday, I'll just
I got
take it off.
some beeping at me on this computer. What is it?
It's a virus.
Bet it's Discord. Is that stupid thing running somewhere?
Why are
Yeah.
you on Discord?
Because my kids use Discord. There we go. Quit. Stop messaging me. Yeah, I use it because it's the easiest way to message my kids something.
On Discord.
Yeah, Discord. Yeah, they don't use any of the social medias. They just use Discord.
Huh.
They're gamers,
Yeah. That's a
they
scary place, that
hang out with
Discord.
their.
I'm scared of
Scared of
Discord.
it.
Like, I'm terrified. That's where the red room stuff happens. That's the dark web of cyber gaming.
I did join a couple groups on Discord, but I never check them, so.
Oh, so you're hip. You're hip.
Yeah, I'm a very, very cool person.
You're fucking on a Netscape browser and you're
Hanging
fucking
out.
like hanging out
Opera
on
browser.
Discord.
Hanging out with the youth.
On Oprah, on Opera.
It's great. I was watching a video on the guy who created Silk Road.
Don't know what that Silk Road is.
That was a place where on the dark web where you could buy drugs.
Wow. This is a documentary?
Yeah. And how he got busted. He got busted because early on, when he was first starting it up, he was trying to promote it. So he posted on a couple sites saying, "Hey, have you seen, checked out this new thing, this new Silk Road road on the dark web?" And then he used the same username to try and get a developer to come help him on a project, but he didn't specify what it was. So they eventually figured out he made that post, and then they had his email address, so then he was fucked. And now he's in jail for, I can't remember what he got sentenced, hundreds of years.
Yeah. We were at the theater yesterday. We went to go see The Equalizer 3. And
I didn't even know about that. This is off my radar 100%.
I didn't know about The Equalizer 2, so you don't feel bad. It's a Denzel Washington franchise from the director Antonio Fusco? Fuqua? Antoine Fuqua.
Antoine Fuqua,
The
the French
Training
man.
Day. He did all three. I think he did all three Equalizers, and
Okay.
we had seen the preview for Equalizer 3, and we were like, "That's fucking badass. Why haven't he never heard of Equalizer?" So I then found out that Equalizer was playing on Stars, so we watched it, and we were like, "Oh fuck, this is badass. Why did we not know about Equalizer?" And then we watched the second one on Hulu. And then yesterday went to go see the third one. So we like
Nice.
marathoned all three
All
movies.
three. Yeah, that's a nice way to do it. Why not Equalizer?
Yeah, I'm like, this guy's fucking like a superhero, like that doesn't require any payback or equipment or anything. He just fucking just badass. He's kind of like Deathstroke. Like, he has the ability to calculate everybody's movement before it happens. Like, Deathstroke the Terminator does. So, like, there was an Identity Crisis, Deathstroke the Terminator took out the whole Injustice League. Like, he went for, like, Zatanna's throat so she couldn't do a spell backwards. He took down Ollie, he took down Hawkman, he took down like all of them, like in this methodical process. And the Equalizer is that. Like he is that. But I really, really got into it. And Equalizer 3 I thought was as good as the first one. Equalizer 2, it seemed like there was something missing in it, even though the threat it seemed like the threat was bigger in two, but it didn't turn out to be. It just seemed like the way they set it up, it
So it didn't
was.
pay off as big
Well,
as you'd
it
hoped.
seemed like he had like a shit storm in his life because of who he had to go up against. But when all said and done, he could have like the biggest shit storm any, and he's gonna come out. I just love his confidence because he gets in these predicaments where it's like, how the fuck is this guy gonna survive this? And he does, like he just does. And he's just like, he's like a wholesome like person. Like I just like him. So yeah,
Cool.
we marathoned the Equalizers.
Yeah, I haven't seen
And
that.
it
I
was.
only I think I might have used to watch the TV show back in the 80s.
I didn't even know the Equalizer was a TV show.
You
I
don't
don't
remember
think
it
it's the
back in the
same thing.
It says it's loosely based on it.
Oh.
just looked it up. So I was curious. When was the original one on? Was it 80? Maybe it was 90s. Equalizer. 85. I don't know if that's the
Yeah, I
TV
don't
show.
know why I never heard of it before. Like, it took this preview. We went to go see Blue Beetle and we saw the preview and we're like, you know what? That looks like a really good movie, but we haven't seen the other two yet. So we just. It
Yeah, it's
was
nice that
on.
you were able to find them
Yeah.
and get through them. Equal, yeah, 85. Starring Edward Woodward as Robert McCall.
Yeah, it's the same character. McCall. I like him. Roberto. Robert.
Yeah, I had no idea there was a new movie, though. I haven't seen any
You don't go to the
commercials.
movies a lot, though. We belong to that Cinemark thing, so we get one free ticket.
Yeah, a month.
Well, it's not free. We pay for it. We pay a
Yeah,
membership, so
you prepay
you prepay
for a ticket a month and then
a
get
ticket a
bonus,
month, and you
then you
get
get
like,
discounts.
yeah, on popcorn and drinks, you get like 20% off. And if you spend more than so much a year, which we always do, but this year we're going to be close to not, but you get even more discounts, but it pays off. It's good. And they accumulate, so sometimes if we don't go for a month, for 2 months, we get two free tickets, or we have two tickets paid off, and we just go.
Do they keep accumulating?
Yeah, you accumulate it. I
Is
don't
there a
know if you
cap?
get
Is there a
capped.
cap like
I don't
work?
know. They don't say it in the commercial.
And if you get above the cap, do they pay you out?
Yeah, 400 hours in the cap.
I got 400 movie tickets here. I'd just like to cash out, please. At the IMAX rates. Yeah, I haven't gone to the movies in a while. I always intend to. Something I got to plan ahead, though.
What do you do on a Saturday?
Depends.
What does a Bill Bomer Saturday look like?
I usually get up, and I usually get up around the same time as I get up
Yeah, same
during
here.
the week because
Your body just says,
it's
I gotta
Saturday,
get
so my
up,
body is
yeah.
like, it's time to get up. And then I come down. I eat my breakfast,
Yeah.
standard breakfast.
You like eating the same shit all the
I show
time.
on Saturday and Sunday and mix it up a little bit.
You add some eggs.
Now I do eggs Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, instead of eggs, I do almond butter on toast
Oh, there you go.
with oatmeal and a tangerine, mandarin
Such
orange.
a healthy breakfast. With me, it's like
Hey,
sausage and some grease.
I'm hoping it pays off in my old age. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see when we're sitting there watching TV and you make me get up and go get something from the fridge because you can't get off
Because I
the
can't. That's right. And you're there. Well, you want some almond butter while I'm up? I'll
I'll
get
get
you some.
another slice of toast with almond butter. You want one?
Yeah. And I'll say, no, I
Like,
want
give me
some
some sharper.
bacon. Give me some. Fry me up some bacon, bitch.
And I'll spit in your bacon.
Yeah,
You'll never know. And then, so then after I eat, I make myself some coffee, sit down, read some comic books. And I usually do like a couple hours of comic book reading on Saturday morning.
how much comics do you read a week? Just on average.
Not as much as I should.
If I had to guess, I would say you're into the 20 or under
Yeah, I don't think
a
I.
week.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Okay, so you read comics on Saturday. Okay, I do that, and then you have the rest of the day. What happens? Why can't you go to the movies after you read some comics? To the early feature.
I suppose I could do that.
And then Saturday night comes. What do? Is it like party?
Yeah, we party hard. Get a case of beers,
Yeah.
a couple bottles of
Well, you
alcohol,
Canadians, man. That's good day
some
beer.
back
Good
bacon.
day, bag bacon. Good day, eh?
You fry up some back bacon and just drink beers and
And you
drink
do
gl glasses of
ooh,
alcohol.
coo,
And, yeah, well, yeah, and put on the
coo.
Bob and Doug LP
Yeah.
on the turntable.
No, but what do you do? Okay, so Saturday, do you go out to a restaurant or do you just make lunch on Saturday?
I just eat lunch.
You make it.
Yeah, I'll make some lunch.
Yeah. And
Then usually Saturday
but
afternoon.
don't you want to get out of the house because you've been in the house all week
No,
working?
I don't care about getting out of the house.
You don't want to get out of the house.
No, I don't like. I don't, why would I go out of the house?
So you like to be a homebody, okay? You don't want
Yes.
to like get out, just go to a restaurant, chill out for a while.
Sometimes I do. I mean, we go to a restaurant. We probably go about just once a week. We usually go
But
during the week at
not
some point.
necessarily on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It could be during the week.
Yeah, we usually go during the week.
Ah.
Yeah. And then you usually do chores on Saturday.
Yeah, I could I that Saturday's like get something done, like yard work or
Yeah, somewhere around
do
the house
something
that needs to
around
be
the
done.
house. I wish I was better at that. Like, I'm gonna write down five things I'm gonna get done on the weekend and achieve five things instead of achieve two.
Okay, at least you're achieving two.
Yeah, but it sucks. I'd rather achieve five.
Yeah.
I started a new project,
Ooh.
but I'll tell you what my Saturday is like. Here's your Saturday. So during the week is all routine.
Sure.
I go to work. I work till 6:30. Get home around 7. We eat. We watch something together. If I'm lucky, I'll read something. I'll read something before bed, like one comic, and then pass out, and then repeat all the way till Friday. And on Friday, I stay up a little bit later because I know I have Saturday and I don't have to go to work. So I'll watch something extra with Barb or read something extra. Sometimes I'll read whatever I have to for the podcast on Friday and then continue it on Saturday morning. And usually on a Saturday, we will go to a movie at like 10 o'clock in AM, like early feature. And then from the movie, we go to a restaurant. And then
Yeah.
we come back home, and then I do either some chores, and then at night around 8 o'clock we'll watch something. Like last night we watched Dirty Grandpa with Zac Efron and Robert De Niro. Not the other Dirty Grandpa. I think there's two Dirty Grandpas. One is the stunt guy that
Oh, yeah.
gets kicked in the balls, and then there's this one. And then Sunday I wake up, I have about an hour to do something, and then I take Harley for a walk. Every day is take Harley for a walk, and then in the elliptical in the morning, and then I podcast, and then I don't know what I do between then and the night podcast. It just seems like
Just
nothing.
disappear. Yeah, it's a
Yeah,
void.
it seems like a void of nothing. I don't know. And then, oh, I usually do comic maintenance because I get so many. I usually
Yeah.
bag and board or sort or And
That's what I
then
did. That's what I did on my Friday. I had Friday off, and that's what I did Friday, comic stuff.
And then Sunday night I'll podcast, or me and Barb will watch something, and then rinse and repeat. Tomorrow we're going to the zoo because my brother is coming down.
Oh, fun. With those kids? Yeah, fun.
We were gonna go to the state fair, but he said it's too hot. Because State Fair is not here, it's an hour south of us. And
Okay.
for him, it's 2 hours south because he's in
That's enough
Boulder.
for a climate noticeable
Well,
climate
it's
change.
95, pretty high altitude. It's pretty hot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wish there was more. I don't know, man. I want to do a 3 day work week. That's what I want. That's what I think I'm ready for.
Yeah. Yeah, we have one guy at work who does a schedule like that now. He's older. He does. Yeah, he probably does around that.
30-hour work week, 3 days, maybe going to four, and I'm done. But anyway, I started this other project because not only do I have that entire closet upstairs uninventoried, but I realized I had at least 30 short boxes in the basement uninventoried.
How many?
30.
Jesus Christ, man.
So.
Doesn't that drive you crazy? Like, I have one long box in the basement that's not, that I haven't gone through, and it drives me crazy every day. And
It doesn't
it's been
drive
down
me
there for
crazy
20
because I
years.
sort of know what it is, but
Yeah,
it's
I
getting
guess
to
that's true.
the point where I fucked up very early in my life with comics because not just because I buy so much, like I fucked up
You
because
started reading them. Yeah, that
no,
was
I had a
a...
database all along and I had this stupid like it's just policies that I implemented that were stupid. I had this policy up until like
Oh, about the reading?
2011,
That was dumb. That was so
2012.
dumb.
And it was like, I won't inventory a book until I've read it.
That's so dumb.
It is so fucked up. It's so fucked up. And I won't bag and board it until I read it either. So now.
It was a good, like, when you had a small number of comics, that was probably a good idea because it forces you to read the stuff. But at some point, yeah, your system breaks.
Oh, it broke a long time ago. So now I do it right. In other words, I get the shipment in, I bag and board it, I inventory it, it goes into the database, it goes into the box, and then I can read it whenever I want to read it.
All right, then you know
But
what you have and where it is.
yeah, and then I was like, I have so much. And I was like going through it and I was like, holy shit, I didn't realize I had all this. I was like, I
Mean
have
through the
all this
boxes?
Dark Horse Star Wars and all these Archies. And then I was in Zenoscope and I ran across a book called Screwed by Tyler Kirkham. And I was like, I almost supported a Kickstarter that was the same fucking thing. Like, I guess he decided to,
Re-release
make it
it.
a Kickstarter, and I guess he had the rights to it, even though it was like Grim Fairy Tales Screwed, or it was published through Zenoscope. I
What
don't
was it
know if
called? Scrooged?
Screwed. It's like about a female
Oh yeah, screw. I
Frankenstein.
think I might have that.
Yeah, I was looking at it. I was like, "What is this?"
Yeah,
And I
one through
said,
six.
"Why does it fucking look so familiar?" And
I
it was
remember that
because
one.
I had marked it as like maybe I should buy this Kickstarter, and I was like. I read
So
up on it
you
and
recognized it from the
it was
Kickstarter.
the same thing and I was like, "Oh, I don't need that Kickstarter anymore."
Did he
But
collect it or did he?
yeah, he collected it, I
Okay.
think.
Yeah, a hardcover or something.
Yeah, in some trade paperback, I think. And I was like, "Oh, I don't need to get this. I have all the issues." But I was like going through them all and I was like, "Man, I have so many comics that I don't even have in the database. And this is ridiculous." So I've been grabbing like a handful
I didn't know it
It
was 30
from
short
the base.
boxes.
Well, I didn't know either until I
Dang.
started to get into it.
So many comics.
And that there's like another 15 Marvel. DC's all inventoried. Like my DC's all inventoried, including the upstairs. There might be a little bit that's not. But
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? If I inventory all these comics, I will be over. I'm gonna be over 100,000 already.
Oh, that's and that's your cap.
Yeah, so
You're
I'm
collecting
like,
caps.
well,
You're
I should
done.
go inventory these fuckers. So I've been doing that, and it's been kind of a fun thing because I'm like, man, where did I get this? The only bad thing is like I had to read for this show, and I was like, I want to read this other stuff. Like I wanted to read Screwed so bad.
Yeah, the stuff you didn't know you had
Yeah.
and haven't read yet.
And then last night, I don't know why I was last night I went to bed and I was like, you know what? I haven't looked at Comixology in a long time. The Marvel and DC apps I use quite a bit in the middle of the night. But the Comixology I pay like $6 a month or $7 a month and I haven't been using and I'm like, I wonder what's there. And I just started scrolling. And I had just inventoried RoboCop by Frank Miller, and I can't remember who the artist was, but it was published at Boom Studios. And I'm like, oh, that looks interesting. And I found a RoboCop omnibus, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it was on Comixology, and it's the Avatar RoboCop.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't even remember.
And I'm like, this it looks so good. Like,
Who did
I'm
the
like,
Boom one?
Let me see.
Was that Williamson?
Well, as Frank Miller wrote it with somebody's help. Let me see. But it was called RoboCop something. RoboCop.
There's RoboCop.
Last Stand. Last Stand. So that's the one that I
Okay.
inventoried. That was Frank Miller, Stephen Grant, and Korkut Özokin. But then I ran across a RoboCop Avatar, which I have almost all of it. Let me see what that one's called. Maybe it's Frank Miller's Avatar. Yeah, it's Frank Miller's RoboCop. And it's Juan Jose Rip.
Yeah, the
And
Avatar one.
I
Yeah.
was reading this omnibus last night online, and I was just flabbergasted how good it was, you know.
Yeah, I don't have a full run of that. I really need to.
I
Man, it's
only have
expensive.
two of the five issues, but I was reading the maybe it's three of the five, eight issues. But
Nine
I
issues.
found this collection,
Yeah.
and my God, is it. It's so Avatar-ish, you know? It's so bloody and there's shit flying all over the place and dismemberment and like I was like, there's no way this could be Boom. Like I was like, it just can't.
Even remember.
It's
I gotta
too
look up the Boom
vile.
one because I don't even remember the Boom one.
Well, there was the
Oh, yeah,
Dark
Boom,
Horse one, the
2014.
Marvel one.
The Boom one was Joshua Williamson.
Yeah, well, no, there's the Frank Miller one too. It's called
Oh,
RoboCop
the
Last
that's
Stand.
right. Last Stand, you said that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have any of that.
Yeah. Well, I've been learned. There's been a lot of. Somebody said something on 11 O'Clock Comics that pissed me off. I guess it was Jason Wood. He was saying how much, like, how far Frank Miller has fallen, like from his new Ronin, like Ronin 2. And I'm like, the guy's
Yeah.
70. Shut the fuck up. Like, I don't know how you can say he's fallen. Yeah, he thinks differently and stuff, but he's not the Frank Miller of his 30s and his 20s, but he's the Frank Miller of his 70s. So give him a fucking break. But anyway, that's why I was looking for something Frank Miller and I found the Avatar one, which surprised the fuck out of me because how does Comixology even have this? Because In order to do
Oh,
RoboCop,
yeah.
don't you have to have a license for RoboCop? You know, like it just seems whoever's licensed off the film character owns the all the previous material that has been published.
I don't know how it works when it comes to digital.
No, but like anybody that has Comixology, you should look for this Frank Miller Avatar rip. I mean, his art is gorgeous. The colors on it, amazing. It just looks phenomenal. And I've been like really into like the Avatar books lately with I've been buying Threshold and all kinds of crap. And I made a My Comic Shop order mostly because I said, God, I need to just finish this Captain America run because I had been procrastinating forever and I can never find like I would never find the issues just come up on auction or whatever. I said I'm just gonna buy these last three issues and then I'll have the full run of Captain America. So that's what instigated it, and then I purchased like 20. I'm trying to finish my Event Comics, which is Palmiotti's company,
Okay, yeah.
and I bought all the 22 Brides. And a couple Painkiller Janes I didn't have. So, yeah, that gets me closer to finishing my Event Comics. And then he had that George Perez, which was later published under Image called Crimson Plague. But it was the first issue was Event Comics. So I got that. I got a 10th Muse Demon Slayer from Avatar. I got this book called 9/11 because I'm trying to finish my Big City Comics collection, which was Ant and some other titles, Omega One and a couple other things.
Dragon
But
Cross,
yeah,
wasn't that?
so I needed this 9/11 one, so I picked that up. I needed one issue from Angel and the Ape. I still want to finish my Silver Age Angel and the Ape because I think they're awesome. But I finished the Vertigo one. I picked up like the end of the Avengers, which I was missing, like 374 through 382. So I'm getting that. This is gonna be one of the other Marvel titles I want to finish, minus maybe Avengers number one. But I got all of John Byrne's Babe because I was missing some of those Babe and Babe 2.
Yeah.
Picked up another Bad Apples because I liked it. It's that bad girl stuff. I picked up
Yeah.
a book from Top Cow because I just wanted to get all of the Image stuff that are the seven group of seven. But this was Ballistic Action. This one's interesting because it's just a bunch of pinups, but it's dedicated to one of the Superman creators when he died. I don't know if it was to raise money for his family or what, but it's kind of
Yeah, I'm not
interesting from that
familiar. I'm not familiar
perspective.
with that one.
I got the Ballistic Swimsuit Special, which you're probably not familiar with. I got Batlash 1 through 5. This is the 1968 Western. I just need 6 and 7.
I just picked up a Batlash
Ah, yeah.
the other day. I don't remember what number it was, though.
They're really good condition except for number one. I got a really it's not it, it's all complete and stuff, but it has some bad sun damage. You know, like where the cover looks really faded
Yeah,
from
the
being in the
colors.
sun. Yeah.
Yeah.
I picked up Bedlam. That's a Chaos comic.
Okay.
Before the Fantastic Four, Reed Richards, I was just missing issue one. It's a three-issue mini series.
You're filling in a lot of gaps,
Yeah, Beowulf
a lot of
completed my
holes.
DC run of that 1975 series. I picked up an issue of Berserker, which we've been reading in Megaton from Gauntlet Comics. So now I just need
Berserker.
four and
Now, how many are
five.
there? Oh, there's six of them. I have one and two.
I picked up Big Bang Comics number 14, which actually has Savage Dragon and Berserker on the cover.
Nice.
I picked up the Black Wolf series, so now I have a full run. That was Angel Medina. You talked about that last time.
Oh, the. Yeah, I actually got a couple more of those. I think I have the first three or something now.
I only had issue four, so I just had to pick up the rest of them.
Man, the art in that is so good.
Yeah,
Oh,
Angel Medina
pants.
was really good. They talked about him in Megaton, some of the
Yeah.
verbiage.
Oh, 'cause yeah, I think the one we read was. Did he do the one we read, or is that the next issue? I can't
That's
remember.
next issue.
Okay, yeah, next issue. He was talking about it, yeah. And he
I
brought
got
him up.
some issues of Bloodstrike, like the 2012 series that I was missing, 26 through 29. That's Liefeld's book. Tim
Which
Seeley
one?
did this run. Bloodstrike.
Okay.
Blue Beetle, 1967. I picked up number 5. So now I only need 2 and 3, and then I have the full Charlton volume with Ted Kord. Then I'll have every Ted Kord Blue Beetle appearance, and then I got to work on the Dan Garretts. I picked up Boof number 2 and 6, and Boof and the Bruise Crew 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I didn't realize what Boof was until I was listening to some podcasts, and Boof was created by Todd McFarlane. So
Oh, was it? I don't know. I didn't know
Boof is
that.
owned by McFarlane. It wasn't done by him, but it's owned by him, and I wanted to get him. I
Yeah, I
finished
have
that
some random issues of that, I
Captain
think.
America. I picked up a couple issues of Case File, Sam and Twitch. I still got quite a bit of
Nice. I didn't know
issues.
you still needed those.
I have the Sam and Twitch almost full run. I need the Case
The
File,
case
Sam.
files.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a full run of either of those yet.
I picked Challengers of the Unknown number 70 from 19. It was from the 60s. This gave me like a run of Challengers, but not like going back to the beginning, but like from 1960 something forward. I have all the Challengers of the Unknown. I picked up some Charlton Bullseyes, which got me almost to complete that series.
Yeah, I want to get those.
For some reason, I got on this clandestine bandwagon, and I picked up. I think it was. I don't know what led me down this path. I picked up an Excalibur issue because Eric Larson had work in it, and it led me down this clandestine Alan Davis path. And I almost completed all three runs of clandestine. I have a few issues I need to get,
There's
and then
three runs of that? Oh my goodness. I didn't
yeah.
know that.
And then Cold War was a John Byrne one from IDW, and I picked up three issues of that. So a lot of John Byrne stuff that I didn't have. I
Nice.
picked up some oddball comic called Counter-Strike. This is from Infinity Comics. I finished Creeps from Image. I bought Crimson Nun, which is a Antarctic Press comic. I got 1, 2, and 3. Crimson Plague, I talked about. That's that George Perez that went from Event to Image. I picked up my last issue of CUDA, which is Avatar. I needed issue 0. I picked up Cyber Force, Strike Force, Opposing Forces number 2, which I had to complete that little mini. I picked up Cyberpunks, that's a Liefeld thing, and Cybrid, that's a Liefeld Maxim thing. Another John Byrne pickup, Danger Unlimited from Dark Horse 1 through 4. While I have all the volumes of Daredevil, I don't have some of the minis. I picked up Daredevil, the movie official adaptation, and Daredevil versus Vapora. This is like don't do sniff paint community book that was given out for free. I picked up two issues of the 1991 Deathlok. So I think like with all the Deathloks I have 4 more issues to go, and I'll have every single Deathlock ever published.
Nice.
DEFCON 4, I finished that up. That's a Jim Lee thing. I had issue 1. I read it. I really liked it. And then I got 2, 3, and 4. I picked up some issues of Doc Samson, which was a 1995 miniseries that he's the Hulk with the Hulk character with green hair. I picked up a Double
Okay.
Edge Marvel Edge Alpha Chromium cover I needed. I Double Impact Lethal Strike. I picked up Druid, which is a Dr. Druid Marvel comic. I needed one issue of that. I picked up Ecto Kid. That was a Epic Marvel line. I finished that.
I remember that.
El Cazador. It's a pirate comic from Cross Gen. I was missing. I finished it.
I think I have a full run of that. It's only like six
Yeah.
issues, isn't it? Something like
Six
that.
issues, a collected edition, and a one-shot called The Bloody Ballad of Blackjack Tom.
Yeah, I have 1 through 6 and the Black Tom.
Yep.
I've never read that. That's the Chuck Dixon? I think it is.
I think so.
Yeah,
I
I
got Excalibur Heir
wonder about
Apparent.
that.
That was the Eric Larson book. I had got
What?
a.
I don't think I know about this.
Yeah, I was just talking about that led me down the clandestine path, but
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
there's an Heir Apparent where he has interiors on. I think he might have done the cover too. I'm not sure. I think so. Exciting Comics. I was missing issue 2, even though I read it because I bought it digitally. This is the Anarch Press one that we cover on the show. From Darkness, Blood Vows, issues 2 and 3. I needed to complete this. This was, I think the publisher's like CFD or something like that, and it's Jim Ballant, a vampire series that he did in black and
What
white.
would you say it's called? Darkness?
From the Darkness, Blood
Yeah, From the
Vows.
Darkness. That's the one I talked about on the show many moons ago.
Yeah,
That's fantastic.
this is an offshoot of the original. So
Yeah, it's
he
the
has a couple of From the
yeah,
Darkness.
couple arcs of it, yeah.
I think I have all of them now. I'm pretty sure.
I
Just
still
like
dig it.
Moon Knight and Ghost Rider and Daredevil, I have all the volumes. So, but I'm missing some of the mini series. So I picked up Ghost Rider Crossroads. Picked up a mini series Grifter Shy. So Grifter from Wildstorm and Shy from Tucci, Billy Tucci. I picked up a lot of Blackout comics, which could get me close to finishing that Dead Universe. The Harry Carey Manga Adventures, number one. I picked up some Iron Mans from the third volume I needed to get to. I think I'm close to finishing that run. And I picked up Jungle Action 1, 2, and 3, so I only need 4. So that's another one that I'm going to try to complete this year is Jungle Action.
How many? Is there just 4 issues of it, or?
No, Jungle Action is the first three are not Black Panther, but the rest of them are.
That's right.
And
So.
one of them that I need is expensive. It's like is it 21? 21's one that I need. That's not expensive. Is it? It's not 18. I need 18. Which one is the expensive one? Numbers. No, I have 7. Well, I have 3 copies of 7. I need number 6. That is the first
Number
appearance of
six.
Killmonger.
Oh.
That's why it's expensive.
Yeah, and I probably jumped up when the movie came
Yeah, it's
out.
coming back down.
Yeah.
COVID prices were ridiculous. Now things are starting to come down.
Level off a little.
I picked up Night Strike. That was an Image book. Another Blackout title, Lady Vampire, Pleasures of the Flesh, Lady Vampire versus Black Lace. Leather and Lace. This is an Aerosol comic
Leather and
that I
oh
really
yeah.
started to like. And I got a couple of adult versions, and I can see why they're adult now. Everything I had before, remember I said there's two versions of this comic? There's the general version, and then there's the adult version. Well, now I know what the adult, why the adult version's the adult. There's a lot of sex, a lot of dicks, a lot of vaginas. There's a lot.
All of the parts,
Yeah.
dicks, balls. Are there some balls in there?
Yep, Lethal Strike, that's a London Knight Studios comic.
What was it called?
Lethal Strike.
Oh yeah, Lethal Strike. Yeah, doesn't that have like a model or woman on the cover?
No, these are drawn, but I think one of the variants might have a model
Yeah,
on it.
I think I have the model one.
I have a Lethal Strike Double Impact, which crossed over with High Impact Comics.
Oh, I might have that one too.
I have a Lookers, which is an Avatar 1997 version, number one. I picked up.
That just filling a hole?
Yeah. Well, no, there's only like two issues of it.
Oh, okay.
So I think I'm missing a half issue zero or issue a half or whatever it goes along with it. I picked up Machine, which is Comics Greatest Worlds. I think I finished it. I have to inventory it, make sure I finished it. I was missing a bunch of manga Zs from Antarctic Press, so I picked up 1, 3, and 4.
Ah, nice.
Picked up 3 Marvel Fanfares, 45, 55, and 60, so now I only need one. They didn't have it. I never bought Monkey Man and O'Brien by
Really?
Arthur Adams, so now I have 1 through 3. I think I have Monkey Man and O'Brien in Dark Horse Presents, but not this series. Moon Knight Special Edition 1, 2, and 3. This is one of those Moon Knight side non-ongoings I needed to get. This what this, I do have them, but I didn't have this comic. What the special edition is it takes all the black and white comics that were done in the magazine The Incredible Hulk and puts them into
Okay.
these special
Yeah.
editions. So I have the Incredible Hulk black and white magazine, so it's not like I didn't have them. I just didn't have them in color.
In comic book form.
Yeah, I talked about Mosaic on one of my podcasts. This was the Kyle Hotz black and white comic book from Sirius, and I needed number 5, and I finally got that. Motorhead, finished that. That's another Comics Greatest Worlds. Nightmare and Ann Nesenti, I needed number 4. I got number 4.
Yeah, I have that.
I was missing an Offworld from Antarctic Press, which was the one we covered on this show. I had read it digitally, but I didn't have number, whatever number this was. It doesn't have it. Book 5.
Yeah, I'm missing one of the issues too.
Yeah, so I picked that up. I picked up an issue of Omega One. That's Big City Comics I needed. Operation Night Strike number 2 and 3. We just talked about Night Strike. This is Operation Night Strike. I needed to finish the Pact, which is Invincible type
Image.
team image comic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Painkiller Jane's 22 Brides. I got that.
Okay.
And a book called Poison, which was a London Knight
The
Studio
Everett
comic.
Herzog.
Yeah. I got issue 1/2, 1/0, 1 and 2 and 3. And then Red Zone and Trojan I had missed for AWA, and I picked up the one issues that I missed. But yeah, it was pretty big heavy ass box.
That is a lot of stuff. I like that it's like a lot of it is just filling in holes because that's, especially when you're completing a lot of stuff,
Yeah, the
that's
focus was
very rewarding.
a lot of John Byrne stuff, and filling
Yeah,
in
let's go see if I have
image
the.
holes, image creators. Anytime I can get an Eric Larson book, I go for it that I don't have, even if it's just an Eric Larson cover or an interior.
Yeah, I know you're trying to get all of those.
Yeah, it was a good purchase. I need to send them a letter though, because they fucked me on my boofs.
Oh.
I was like, man, these boofs look really thin, and
They boofed you on your
they
boof.
boofed me on my boof. Both number ones. Boof number one and Boof and His Bruce Crew number one weren't a comic. They were just a
Your
what would you
preview?
say? No, it's they were prints of the covers, and that's it.
What?
Yeah. So
Wow, that's
I'm gonna
weird.
send them a letter. I mean, I'm only $5 out because Boof is not expensive. Who
Yeah.
was talking about Boof lately? Oh, God damn it! A local hero. The local hero comic book is gonna feature Boof in it.
Okay.
So I think that's what got me to go down the Boof t tangent.
I think I only have booth number one.
Yeah, so I need to send him a letter, and I'm gonna send him pictures. Look, you sent me
I never read booth.
prints.
That's what, like, that's weird. I wonder what the story is. Like, did they create the prints or what?
Either that or they bought them and they didn't know they got gypped.
Yeah, and they just filed it.
And they
Thinking it
just
was a comic
filed it,
book.
yeah.
Yeah. So someone, no, because don't they have to take it out and look at the quality of it, don't they? In order to list it. That's weird.
I would think, but something with that's a $2 book, maybe it goes to show that they don't pull it out. They
If,
just look
yeah,
at
they
the
may just
cover
look through the plastic and
and
say,
say, oh
yeah,
man, that
that's,
cover's nice. I'll give it a
yeah.
very fine.
Otherwise, we'll give it a fine or.
Yeah.
And if it's shitty, give it
It looks great,
a good
this
or something. On
print. And
the plus side, you got a near mint print, yes. Or a
yeah.
fine print. Wow, yeah, I've never heard of that before. That is very
Yeah, I've
interesting.
never seen that happen from my comic shop. I don't even know how to. I never had to ever complain, but I gotta send it, and I'll send them pictures. It's like,
You should put a note in there saying, by the way, if you figure out how this happened, let me know because I'm very interested. I'm very curious
how
to
did
hear the
this happen in the
story.
process? Yeah.
That's more interesting to me than the money. Just to hear how in the world a print got in the box.
Yeah, that's so fucking weird.
That's amazing.
And it's not like I'm complaining about like a $500 book. I'm complaining about a $2 book.
Yeah.
So I'm like saying, "Hey, you jerk, why would I complain after this whole order?" And some of the books were expensive, like Captain
If
America.
you're gonna
Why would I
fake it, you
complain
wouldn't fake it
about
on a 250 book. Yeah.
Boof number one, you know, like what happened here, you know? That's pretty crazy.
That's funny. Wow. Yeah, I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, I've never seen it before. I wanted to look at it really bad too, 'cause I was like, wanted to understand, 'cause this Boof comic, it sold like a lot of copies, like
Oh,
because
really?
McFarlane licensed it to like a Walmart's, or I don't remember what the story was behind it, but there's a story behind it.
Oh, so it was available outside of
Yeah, it
comic
was
book
available
stores.
outside of comic stores, and it was supposed to like take off. And
See, written by Bo Smith.
Bo Smith, and the guy who does the art is amazing.
Yeah, John Cleary. Oh, yeah, some of
McCleary.
those covers are actually kind of nice.
Yeah. So yeah, I wanna track those down. I still need to get some of those issues. Hopefully they won't refund my money, but they'll give me copies. They'll send me that's what I want, is
Send your
a
replacements,
cop.
yeah.
Yeah, because tracking down Boof isn't easy. Like it's garbage fodder for most stores, right?
Most stores don't want this in
Yeah,
their shop.
I was looking at this comic shop in Pueblo. I always drive by it when we go back to Albuquerque, and I could see it off the highway, and it's like this huge building.
Oh,
And it's
wow.
painted with like all these comic characters and all this stuff. And I was like, I really want to go sometime, Barb. I imagine this store with the square footage would have boxes and boxes of
It's
comics that
just a
nobody,
warehouse of
nobody,
boxes, you know.
boxes of that nobody gives a shit about, right?
Yeah.
Like, it would be a bigger store if it had boxes of shit that people cared about, but like a lot of 90s bullshit. Like I was like, I just want to go there because I think it's a mecca for fit. But then I saw pictures of the inside, and it was like, man, there's not a lot of comic boxes. So I was very disappointed. But
Yeah.
I will check it out at some point. But I was like, why are they taking pictures of empty boxes? I don't get it.
Empty boxes.
Yeah, they had like. These tables in the middle of the store, and like half of them were filled, and then the other half were just empty boxes of comics, like empty boxes.
Weird.
Yeah, that just discouraged me. I wanted these full boxes of
Yeah, where are
the
the full
comics
boxes?
that nobody gives a shit about.
I picked up some too. Oh, I just dropped them on the floor.
You just lowered the grade. It
VGs.
went from very fine now to BG. Way to go,
I just
Bill.
lost $1,000. Oh my gosh. What is this one? Okay, here's what I want to hear what I got.
What'd you get?
I picked up Legionnaires 3, number one,
Oh, yeah.
a
I got
four-part
that one.
miniseries.
Got that one that has Cosmic Boy on it, doesn't it?
I'm sure you have that one. I don't know. It's got some people on it. I got this one just because it looked interesting. It's Batman 528, but it says "Amazing, astounding, direct from the wilds of Gotham, the Batman." And it's Batman chained up like in a sideshow
Ah.
on the cover. I'm like, yeah,
You like your sideshows.
I like the sideshow. Putting Batman in a freak show, fantastic. Gonna save this one. I got Sleepwalker number 25
Oh, nice.
with a chromium cover.
I've been wanting to complete that and Super Pro. I don't know why, but those are two
That's a
things I like to
48-page
complete.
special. This one's interesting because I didn't know it existed. Sable, Return of the Hunter from First Comics.
Heard of Sable.
Well, Sable's the Mike Grell comic, but this is like a spin-off or something, written by Marv Wolfman.
Sable? I don't even have this in my database. What issue of this?
And I got a number two.
Sable?
I don't think it went, I don't know how, I don't think it went for a lot of issues. Let's see what this says. Sable, wait, what was it called? Return of the Hunter.
I don't even see it in my database. Has to be something else in the Indici. Indicia.
Oh, I guess it's just called Sable. Oh, it's Sable. It's not John Sable. That's the difference. It's just called Sable. Whereas Grell's was John Sable Freelance or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So this was just no, wait, 12, 14. Oh, it's a lot of issues.
Wow, I don't own
27
these.
issues.
But it is Sable. Like, it is John
It's the same
Sable.
character, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize
But
this
it's just
existed.
not my Grell. Neither did I saw it. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, this is something I need to get because I have a full run of John Sable, but I guess it's not full if I don't have this.
You don't have
I
the.
have a full run of Mike Grell's John Sable.
Yeah. Is that the one he's kickstarting now? The hardcovers of
Yeah.
Sable? Yeah. Yeah, so that was an interesting find. Oh, here's a cool one. It's Star Slayer number 27 from First Comics. But it says Star Slayer presents the Black Flame. And
Star Slayer.
I looked on the inside, and apparently for this month, the new issue of Star Slayer wasn't ready, so they printed this instead. And it looks amazing.
No, but
I
what's
think
in the Andisha?
it's just Star Slayer 27.
Oh, I think no, I don't have a full. How could this be? Oh, the black flame, I see it.
Yeah. So I think I'm guessing it's in the world of, I don't know a lot about Star Slayer, so I'm guessing it's in the world. Yeah, oh, so it's a backup. So normally I think it's the backup, but it became
The primary store.
the primary, yeah, so it's a full story of it. It looks amazing. I don't know who did the art on
Tom
this.
Sutton, Don
And Don
Lomax.
Lomax. It looks cool though. I'm like, oh. But now if I know it's a backup, I need to get the backups now.
I just realized there's a Sable Mike Grell that I don't have now. God damn it. It's not called John Sable, it's just Sable from 1990.
Oh yeah, he might have been talking about that in
Oh,
the
these are
panel.
reprints.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, this is a reprint.
Oh, the Micro Sable, yeah.
I still want to get them. They probably have original covers. I got a complete. Ah, there's two disappointing things. I don't have a full run of Star Slayer. And I don't have these Sables.
The Sable series. I got draw. Okay, go ahead. What?
No, go ahead.
Were you gonna say though? Before I get to the next one.
No, go ahead and get to the next one.
Okay. Next one is from Dark Horse Comics, "Drawing on Your Nightmares," which I think was a one shot, but it's got Steve Niles, Ben Temple Smith, Eric Powell, Sean Phillips. So I think it's just like short story, a few short stories, horror types short stories.
Ooh.
Nice little one shot though. I think the Powell might have been a goon story.
Yeah, I've been looking very hard at trying to buy an Avatar Illustrated number one, which is the first
Ooh.
appearance of the Goon.
Yeah.
And man, I'm so stupid. There was one that came within cost, and then I went back like that I wanted to pay for it, and I waited a
That you wanted to
day. I
pay.
waited a
Yeah.
fucking day, and it was gone. Like it was
Oh.
wham. Like somebody knew immediately. This is so underpriced.
That's a deal. Was that on my comic shop
No, it
or?
was on eBay.
Oh, okay. Oh,
And I was like,
someone grabbed it.
yeah, I don't want to spend $900 on a book or, you know, like it's going for like ridiculous amounts.
Yeah.
And this was like 190, and I was like, that's a
Oh.
great
Yeah,
deal.
that's a bargain, yeah.
And I'm so stupid. I didn't pull the
Wow,
trigger.
someone grabbed it. That's always frustrating because it's like.
Well, I it was one of those things where I saw like in the morning and then I came back to and it was gone.
Yeah. So you weren't prepared to make a split second decision on a
I wasn't
$200 book.
prepared, yeah, but
Yeah.
I'm coming back to that. I
You were
said,
mentally
who in their
prepared
fucking
for it.
mind is going to be looking for Avatar Illustrated, you
Yeah, like
know?
no one else wants that.
Nobody wants that. I'll be able to get it later. I'll come back and swoop it
It's
up.
gone.
It's gone. Those are hard books to get. Like,
Oh,
just
for sure.
Avatar in general
Where are you
just
gonna see?
sucks
No
ass.
dealers. Yeah, dealers don't really have those at shows or anything.
Yeah, it's one of my goals, like
Rarely
one of
see
my side
stock.
goals is to get all of the early Avatar shit. Like, not all the covers because they have like 15
Yeah,
covers. Like, I
multiple
don't give a
covers.
shit about 15 covers. Unless I get them on those. I like getting like those leather bound covers that show up on the.
Don't think I've ever gotten a leather bound cover, but
I
I see
got one
them.
of those. I got three leather bound for $19.99 on that
I
stupid
remember, yeah, I
sale.
remember we were talking about that. I should have pulled the trigger on that just to have them.
And they are nice. They're all black. Like they just look really badass. Like I was like really happy with them.
Yeah, I
And I'm
should have.
like,
I was a
why?
fool for not getting those.
Like I'm always looking at the Boundless section, and I found some more stuff in the latest
I know, we're
previews.
always like, please, 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 something good, something good, something old.
Yeah, I
Open
oh
your
shit,
vault.
it's raining. I need to run outside and grab her blanket. I'll be right back. Hopefully I don't get struck by lightning.
Oh, that would be exciting, though.
Yeah.
I got a hair on my face and it's driving me crazy. I'm gonna run and get this hair off my face.
It's called a beard. See, he's gonna go, guys,
It's going in my eye,
when
though.
he says I got hair in my face, he's just gotta go shave. He really doesn't like to have a beard. So I'll
I don't know
talk.
if it's starting to grow a little bit. I feel a little bit of a
Go take
gruffness.
care of it. I'll talk
Okay.
about Avatar or something. Oh, 22 Brides, issue 4 is the first appearance of Painkiller Jane. So that's kind of a big thing. I picked up that, which I already talked about 22 Brides, but I was happy to get that. But these Avatar Illustrateds are, God, I really want them. And I've been trying to get a lot of the London Knight high impact comics. High impact is freaking ridiculous. Like, at least on my comic shop, they never have any. I always say put on the want list, but they never have them. But this drawing on your nightmares looks pretty cool because of Eric Powell, for sure. And that Steve Niles, it looks like he's pairing up with Ben Temple Smith, 30 Days a Night. Oh, it's a Cal McDonald story. Oh, that's good. And then you get a Goon story, and I don't know what the third one would be, but it looks like it's Brett Matthews and Sean Phillips. So what a great pickup that Bill did there. I would like this one for sure. And the Star Slayer, I really don't own a lot of those. I thought I did, but I don't. I know I own all the Rocketeer Star Slayer. It's one that I like to get. Say I have 1 through 4, and then I don't have 5 and 6, and then I have 7 through 12. I'm missing 13. I have 14. I'm missing like odds and ends, but then we get to like 20. I don't have 20 through 27. Then I have 28. And then I got 29 through 34. But yeah, that'd be a great one to pick up. I gotta cool it though on some of these back issues. I have to. Another title I'm trying to complete is Amazing Spider-Man, and Volume 1. And I have a couple of ones that are going to come in this next order, like issue 100, the death of Gwen State, the Gw de death of Gwen Stacy's father, and I can't remember what the other one was. But I've been trying to get a lot of my Amazing Spider-Man holes filled in. The Avengers holes I'm getting filled in. But the two titles I'd like to complete are Jungle Action this year and Submariner Volume 1. I'd like to finish that.
How many of those do you need around?
Jungle Action, I need 4. Submariner, I think I need like 7. And
Doable.
it's weird because Aaron Myers has that, sales page on Facebook, and he always has Submariner comics show up, and but never the ones that I need. Like never. But through him and a couple others, I've been able to like really build up my Tales to Astonish and my Strange Adventures and like Strange Tales and like just a lot of the old anthologies. So, yeah, I'm getting close to like filling a lot of those holes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's crazy when I start thinking about comics because sometimes I almost rather be in the business of back issues than the current stuff. Even though I'm enjoying like I start reading the current stuff and I'm like, I'm back in, but there's all this old stuff I want to read. So were there any others you got besides that Dark Horse book?
Yeah, I got Devil Dogs, Guts and Glory, number one from American Mythology. I
Devil
don't know what that
Dog.
is. I'm sure you got that. I don't think it's that old.
I don't have that. Well, I don't have it inventory. That doesn't mean anything. But it
Maybe
doesn't
in a
look like
box
something I
somewhere.
got. It has a Marine Corps symbol on that, on the between the devil and the dogs.
Is that what that
Devil
is?
dogs. Let
Yeah,
me
I know
see.
nothing about it, but I grabbed it. This one looks cool. Cygnus X. I think it's Cygnus XI, maybe. Yeah, Cygnus XI. X1. Sorry. Number three.
Where did you get all this shit from? Cygnus.
These ones I got from a local comic shop that has some 50-cent bins.
How do you spell Cygnus?
Cygnus.
CYG.
I don't know who did the art, but I flipped through it and it looked really good. I'm actually pretty excited about this one. Cygnus.
God, my database just decided to not respond. God damn it. I need to get a new computer. 'Cause this is supposed to perform amazing on like the new disk drives. CY.
Really? There's a difference?
Yeah, I have such an old computer. Gets
Yeah.
the job done. It's a workhorse. Cygnus
Just
X1.
slowly. Yeah, X1.
Mot
X dash one.
Malachi.
Yeah, apparently it's by Malachi. Malachi. I don't
Issue
know.
one looks like very indie.
Yeah, it was black and white.
Issue two, he added colors. In issue three,
So I gotta try and find more of those.
Twisted Pearl. I'm sure you'll get those for cheap if they have them. My comic shop will probably have those.
Yeah. Then I got. This looks terrible. Crash number one from Guardian Comics. Don't know what this is. It's crash with like dots in between all the letters, so
Yeah, I
crash.
see. I actually see it. Yeah, there's a cover image for it. A guy in his shadow punching at the, I guess, at you.
Yeah. I don't know what in the world this is. It's probably very terrible, but I got it. Oh, here's my Batlash. Batlash number four.
Ah.
Looks pretty nice, actually. Not too bad condition. This one is weird. So, Looney Tunes number one from DC Comics, presented by Burger King.
Oh, I see the Burger King giveaway.
So, I don't know if it was. It has a price on it though, $1.99. So, do they sell it at Burger King?
I don't know.
Or do they sell it in shops, but you could also get it free from Burger
It's
King?
a reprint book. It's reprinting Looney Tunes 53, 60, and 77 from 2002.
That's weird. Oh, this is a good one.
There's a number two for that.
Oh,
That's
is
even
there?
more
Yeah.
interesting. Those are cool covers though. Bugs and Daffy painting this, like painting a poster of Bugs Bunny. That's pretty funny. You're
Well, yeah,
despicable.
they're putting up a poster of Bugs Bunny. It was huge, and then there's a tiny little Daffy Duck one.
Yeah, these look like cool things to pick up. I definitely pick them up.
That one's just cool because it's so weird, like because of the Burger King connection. Here's a weird one. Tim Tyler's Luck. I can't remember if I found. Apparently, this was like a strip in the like newspapers, and then there was like a couple comics or something. I don't know. Like, I don't think my comic shop even has them.
That's from King Syndicate.
Yeah, it's from King Syndicate. And it's weird because it has Tim
The
Tyrell's art.
Amazing Adventures of a Zebra with Spots.
Yeah. And then it has
Felix the Cat.
Felix the Cat back up.
Interesting. That looks like a good find.
Yeah, I was very excited to see that.
1973, $15.
Was very excited to see that. Just because I like the old comic strip stuff.
Yeah.
And when I saw Felix the Cat back up, I'm like, oh, that's weird.
What shop was this?
Just a local one. Hear me.
Is one you go to every now and then, or you just happen to
Yeah,
be
it's like
near
about
there?
a half hour from me, so I don't go to it like weekly or anything, but every once in a while I'll pop on over there to see what new
Sounds like
stuff
they
he
had a lot of garbage we care
has.
about.
Yeah, I always find a lot of good garbage there. Like this one. I think this is, it might be four color. It's Walt Disney's Bongo and Lump Jaw. But I think it's four comics, number 886.
Nice.
But this is like Bongo and Lump Jaw are two animals. So I think, they're bears. So a big bear and a little bear. And I love the funny animal, the old funny animal comics. Love them. Then I picked up. This is two. It's called 2/10, from Second to Some Comics, 105. I don't
Is
know. It's a
it is
woman.
numeric or is it spelled
No,
out?
it's spelled out. 2/10.
Two over.
It's like a woman with some kind of powers who just had a baby or something. I don't know. And it says she wants what you have.
We all have untold powers that lies dormant within us, but lack of both awareness and the knowledge to release it. In 2/10, a girl unknowingly does the bidding of a higher power by ensuring that these powers in others forever remain dormant, but her work is undone by one infant whose own hidden power allows the abilities she has taken to return to their rightful hosts. The story is not easy to read and requires diligence to get through early on. Wait, you're gonna have to have diligence.
I need diligence to
But
read
the
this comic.
effort is worth it, and by
Oh.
the end of the first issue, the idea is not only clear, but riveting. There
Oh.
you go.
So she has to kill this baby
I don't know.
before it steals the powers that she stole. It's kind of funny, like I could tell the reason I picked it up is because the cover, I don't know, there's a dude like looking at over like a baby crib and he looks sad or something, and then she's in the foreground and she's ho holding some kind of powers in her hand and she looks sad. I don't know, it just looks, that's very gripping to me. It's like, oh, that looks kind of like an interesting story. Something's going on there,
There's five
something
issues to
dark
it
is going on there.
and a collection.
Then I got Man Against Time, number one,
That
from
one sounds
Image
familiar,
Comics.
yeah. That one
Which
I
I.
probably have.
Yeah, I'd never gotten that one. And this one was interesting. So, from Action Lab Studios, Adventure Finders, number three, by Rod Espinoza. Which may sound familiar to you.
I'm looking it up. Yeah, I don't have this. Oh no, that's Antarctic.
There was an, yeah, you may know this because I believe this is what's being printed in Fantasy Comics right now.
Oh shit.
So apparently this came out already through
Multiple.
Antarctic Press and Action Lab.
Wow.
And now it's coming out in Fantasy Comics.
Mm
So I grabbed it just because I want to compare it to Fantasy Comics and see if it's the same thing.
yeah. So there's the Action Lab one and the Antarctic Press.
Yeah, and I think the Action Lab is like volume 2. So maybe it'll be continued. That's my hope, is that in fantasy they decided to reprint it and then they're going to continue it.
Yeah.
Because that would be cool. And that's
Interesting.
it for my recent purchases. I haven't
There
done
you
a
go.
big. I do need to do a My Comic Shop order.
I hadn't done one in, golly, I let's see, this one was August. Let me see if it shows, like it didn't even show me my previous orders. I might have to, how do I get to them?
Yeah, for some reason, it seems like My Comic
V
Shop doesn't show all your
Oh,
orders.
it says view all orders. It doesn't show any. Maybe order history. Oh, order history has everything. That sucks they don't show your old orders, though. I would have liked to looked what my last order was.
Yeah. Ooh.
That one looks good. I'm gonna have to add that to my list. 2/20.
Yeah, that description was interesting.
2/10, right? Or is it two
Yeah,
over?
2/10.
Two over 10 has all five, I think. Add to want lists, add to want lists. There we go. And then, what was that Dark Horse one?
What was that Front, oh, draw, drawing, drawing on your nightmares.
I better check to see if I didn't buy that one. It's one in my
It seems like one you would have bought if you had noticed it at the
Yeah.
time.
Avatar Illustrated. I guess it's not as high as I thought it was. It's the CGCs that were high. I think I could afford this. I'll get it.
For what?
Avatar Illustrated.
Oh.
I mean, they're 100, but I could afford that.
Oh, but not, they're not 500 or
Yeah, I think the ones I were looking at were 9.8 CGCs or something.
the first goon must be. Oh, they just have. Yeah, my comic shop just has CGCs.
Was Goon originally printed as Avatar?
Mean, it says first goon.
Oh my God. Now that's $1,000. Wow, I never realized that Goon was. I always thought it was Dark Horse for some reason, or Albatross.
It wasn't Albatross
It's
because
Avatar first.
that wasn't around. Yeah, it says, oh, it's a one-page goon preview.
Yeah.
That predates Goon number one by Avatar. So the main goon was Avatar? I don't even remember
Yeah, it was.
that it
I was
was.
looking at it right now, 1999. I would have never thought that.
I had three
I thought it was
issues.
Albatross or Dark Horse. I didn't realize it was Avatar. Fucking Avatar is badass, man. They were
Had a lot
fucking
of stuff.
they were happening.
You were. I know, it is funny that we, a lot of times, this is not the first time when we've looked back at a series and found out that it started at Avatar.
Yeah. I
Or that
can't believe
Avatar prompted it at
I'm
some
reading
point.
an Avatar version of RoboCop on Comixology.
I
That just
did remember
fucking
that. I didn't
blows
know
my
about that one.
mind.
Yeah.
Oh, I know it happened because I own some of the issues, but
Yeah.
it blows my mind that they're on Comixology just because of a license, you know? Like I wouldn't think Avatar, I don't know how it exists there. I better finish reading it before they take it off.
Do they have a lot of Avatar stuff?
I never noticed them having any Avatar stuff
Yeah.
before today.
Yeah, you're right. Now that you found it, you need to make sure you read it because you never know how long
I
it's going to last.
never saw RoboCop look so good. Like that mother Rip is fucking badass, man.
Especially, but like
And
back then,
Rip
oh my
Avatar,
God. Yeah, back then his Avatar stuff was
God
so
damn,
insane. Insane.
his line work is insane.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, we got some comics to talk about. I was very curious in Jungle Comics. I was so curious because I kickstarted Primal. I was like, are they going to show all the
Oh, the
nudity?
nasty stuff, yeah.
And so far they have.
Yeah, I was wondering if they were showing it all
And
or
they don't put mature readers on there. I wonder.
they don't.
Yeah, I'm like, wow.
Maybe they figure the only people buying this are old dudes, so who
I
cares?
did
There's no
notice
kids picking these. No kids are picking up Jungle Comics with a sexy lady on the cover.
I did notice though, like the shitty rendering of the line work in the first issue. I don't know if it's the first issue or the second issue, 'cause maybe it looks like they Xeroxed the pages.
The first promo. Oh, I don't have my glasses.
Oh no.
I'm gonna go grab my glasses.
Bill
You can
can't
talk about the
see.
shitty promo.
It just looks blurry. So it looks like it's a scanned version of Jungle Comics. But let me pull them up. I have to move out my Vampire Asylum number 3 and move the cards that came with it. That's Everett Hartso. But we cover 4 issues of Jungle Comics, 10, 11, and 12, and 13. I was looking for the backing board for the Vampire Asylum, and I couldn't find it. Because now I have a brand new scanner, so I can scan the cover in and send it to the database. I don't usually have to do that because they provide all the covers via my subscription. But with Kickstarters, you have to scan in your own cover. And I submitted it. Some Kickstarters, they'll be in the database that if they're well-known creators like Palmiotti and Amanda Connor stuff. But
Like if someone
Vampire
manually entered them.
Asylum, it's not there, so I scanned it in. Everett Hartso.
When I grabbed my glasses, I noticed there's a couple exciting comics out there that I forgot to grab, so I grabbed them too.
So Primal, I don't know if it was this issue.
Right, let me check out this.
Where
Wait,
did
what'd
I
I do with my
notice it?
glasses? I lost them already. Oh, wait, they're on my head. I found them.
Maybe it wasn't
Good
this
news.
issue. Maybe it was the second one. I love that. What is it? Zen of the Jungle? That's a great one,
Oh,
too.
Zan,
Zen
yeah.
of the Jungle.
Yeah, I'm liking Zan a lot. I'm
Maybe
not
I'm
noticing any
nuts. I'm not noticing it
bad
either, but.
Prime. I like that when Primal swings through the jungle on vines, she likes to spread her legs as wide as she can. For aerodynamics, probably.
Yeah, I like the artist does some really good shots, like of Primal. The one thing that you could say that this artist has the ability to do is draw feet. He draws some really nice feet for Primal. Not a lot of artists can draw feet. He
That's what I
seems to pull
hear.
it off pretty good. And he does cheek, ass cheek really well. Primal's outfit reminds me a lot of Samurai's
I know, I
outfit
can't,
from
that's the only
Eric
thing I can't
Larson. So
resist.
every time I see one of these shots, I think of that Samurai page where Malcolm is looking at her crotch.
I do the same thing. It's like, ooh. But I think hers is different. I think she might actually have something over her privates.
Right, so Primal has the ability to tap into the spirit animal, if you will, and use their powers. And she's trying to take down an evil corporation led by a man called Barbarossa, who's trying to enslave the local population and strip mine the land.
Yeah, I was gonna say they have like a factory, right?
Yeah.
They're destroying the land. Classic.
And Primal stands in the way. And I originally supported this in Kickstarter, so it's my second read. And there's like a new Primal coming out. And I've always liked Primal. I like her more grounded. Right now it's getting very science fiction related, but I'd rather like have my jungle comics in the
You'd
jungle.
rather have her in the jungle.
Yeah. Well, you know how she goes to the underground fortress where her people are fighting a war with some, she's like, her people are like Amazons, and she has to like swim underwater for
Yeah, I think
a
the
mile
last one I read,
underwater to
yeah, she
get
went there,
in the
yeah.
Amazon, and she gets there in the last issue,
Yeah.
and her people are at war, and she has to intervene in the war.
Yeah, that was a weird. Does she stay there for a while?
I think she stays there for a while, but later on in future issues,
She'll
it
come
gets
back.
really weird. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was a weird change because she's having this whole adventure in the jungle with Barbarossa trying to take him down. And then all of a sudden she like goes to the underwater village. Oh, she goes through a gateway to another dimension, doesn't she?
Yeah. But it's through underwater, like it's through the river.
Yeah,
And she
she
knows how to
accesses.
enter it, and she can tap into a fish to hold her breath long enough to get where she needs to go.
Yeah, she got the powers of the fish.
But she's fighting this war, and then this guy Barbaro, she gets there. She should have just killed his ass. She could have. She gets there all the way to the end. She could have killed him. For some reason, they talk a lot and she doesn't kill him. And that's a bad idea because he hires like these super powered hunters that go after her,
Huntsman.
the huntsmen, and they find her lover, which is a doctor also in the jungle. And from that
And she,
point, they
yeah,
kill.
she's denying that she knows her, but the tracker's like, I can smell her on you.
Yeah. Do you
And
try to
then
smell it when you're in there? Do you like, I wonder what she smells like?
I thought I was scratching sniff, but it wasn't.
Scratching the page?
I thought that's why they had all those pages where she's flying through the jungle with her legs spread open.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see, is that once per issue? I think it might be.
Yeah, they're usually like a double page.
title page spread.
The guy does put her in some good action poses, though. I will give him that. There are some like really unique angles, and
yeah, he does a good job of with the action for sure.
He managed to do good action shots with also good sexual content. Because in issue one, there was like no nudity. In issue two.
I thought there was. Yeah, there is, right? Right on page three. There's a woman sunbathing, nude sunbathing.
Oh, yeah, that was Barbarossa's woman. You're right.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to...
Actually, I see what you're saying. The art is not quite as crisp in the first issue.
It looks blurry.
For whatever reason, yeah. Some of the pages are a little off.
Like, there's the double page spread in issue 11 where she's, like, swinging. And it's got that, like, crotch shot. But look at the detail on her feet. That's pretty crazy. She's even got, like, dirty feet.
She does have dirty feet.
Yeah.
For all you feet fans.
Quentin Tarantino would love this book.
There was one, I think in the first one, where there's a shot where she's, like, fighting the bad dudes at Barbarossa's, and she's like upside down, and there's like a foot like right in your face.
Yeah. I like Primal a lot. That's why I spend a lot of money on it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it in Jungle Comics.
Maelstrom Comics is the original publisher.
This is a Eric Alan Nelson. I assume he's doing the Kickstarters. Because he writes it and draws it.
Yeah. A new Jungle Girl spun out of this, Anya. So I'm getting that one now, too. I get a lot of Jungle Comics. I like Jungle Comics. The other one I like a lot, too, for different reasons. But... I like Zan of the Jungle. It's like it's like a Tarzan type character. I actually think the artist on Zan has to be influenced by Bart Sears and Andy Smith. There's something about his line work that the way he draws muscles and stuff that looks a lot like those guys. But like an abstract version of those guys.
Maybe he was a wizard reader back in the day.
He could have been doing Babes and Brutes and Babes.
Yeah,
is
Brutes
that what
and
it was
Babes.
Called?
Yeah.
I do. There's a couple of things I really like about the story. Is like the main villain is attracted to the heroine. Like, he's obsessed with her. Like, he wants to like just take her away, and she wants nothing to do with him. And he doesn't care about anybody that she cares about. He just wants her. And then the main villain woman, who's like the queen of the jungle, is working with this guy to entrap Zan. And she's frustrated as hell because she has sexual advances that she puts on him. And he wants nothing to do with her.
Zan doesn't want her.
But he has the ape friend, the chimpanzee, who does all the work. Like, he goes and gets the apes, he spies on the village, he frees Zan when he needs
to
be.
Yeah.
He does all the legwork for everything.
Now, like, yeah, and the main bad guy was, well, he's a jerk because he wasn't he the guide of like
Yeah,
the
he was the guy that led
scientist
him
group.
there. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he turned, but he was secretly just going because he wanted to get the drugs from this tribe.
This comic rocks. I dig it so much.
And then you got the chimp goes and talks to the gorillas and recruits them.
So we covered 4 issues of that, which was 10, 11, and 12.
And the Zan story, I'm guessing it was originally an Italian thing because it's Giuseppe Pedarelli and Roberto Renzi.
Is it Zan?
Zan. Zan of the Jungle. So, Jungle Comics is doing two things I love that Antarctic does. One, reprinting Kickstarters, and two, reprinting European
European
comics.
comics, yeah.
Yeah. So, in both cases, it's stuff that I haven't got a chance to read. So, it's very cool.
I really like their publishing model. They have to be doing somewhat decent because we're seeing so many of them. There's
Keeps coming out. Yeah, they
there're
haven't slowed
five of them.
down. Yeah. So
And
someone else is
yeah,
buying
you
these.
could probably find the original material and enjoy that, but this
Well, the Zan, I don't know if it's ever been published in English before.
Well,
Probably
probably
not,
not.
because
I did look at the database. If it was in some kind of European anthology,
yeah, because
but
it
I don't know the
says,
name
I was
for
going to
it.
say, it says Ben Dunn actually did the translation. So Antarctic is doing the translation of it.
Yeah.
Which is smart of them. Then we got exciting comics.
Exciting comics. We saw two of the series end.
Yeah, we saw Fallen Justice ended.
Yeah.
And Marvelous ended, right? Is that the other one?
Marvelous is well, it Marvelous ended and then it but it said there might be more.
To be continued, yeah. Very exciting. So, what do we read? 27 through 30.
Yeah.
Me find my
I
notes.
wasn't crazy about the Green Tempest. I mean, it looks great, but it's just like a fight between two aliens.
I had a strange note for that one. I said the panels don't always emphasize the right information.
I 100% agree. It's almost like they're the. Is it two people or is it the same guy? It can't be.
It's two people.
I would say
Yeah.
that the artist is not interpreting what the guy's saying like
Yeah.
very well.
There was a disconnect between the writing and the art. Like
Yeah.
things that should have been, like in a fight scene, like you expect like a big panel for like the big, moment when the person gets hit, but it's not. It's like a small panel, and then there's a big panel of something that should not be a big panel. It's like, I don't know what they were thinking. It was just weird. And in some parts of it was hard to tell what was going on because of the small panels. It's like there's key information in a small panel that helps you interpret what's going on
had the
that should
same
have been
I had the same
emphasized.
experience.
Yeah.
It was a very, very straightforward story about two aliens fighting,
Yeah.
And it was told in such a way that some of the panels were confusing. Like, why are you doing this? Or why are you showing this? Like,
Yeah, there's some panels that weren't needed, and other panels that were key had key information should have been larger so we could actually pick up on that information.
Fallen Justice is about the Superman guy that was being controlled by aliens, or he was losing his mind. And his girlfriend is part of this team that is trying to take him out, but she wants to
Yeah,
help him.
all the good guys are trying to take him out, and he's trying to take out all the superpowered people.
I don't know if they're good guys though. They painted some of these guys really dark. Like that armored guy doesn't look like a good guy. But this is sort of like the guy's dying, right? He is going to his therapist. We know he's dying,
Right.
and he has this mission to make everything right before he dies. And it sounds like there's a lot of them. Like they're on like multi-Earths or whatever. They're assigned like a sector, and they're supposed to do whatever they're supposed to do for whatever these aliens want, kind of like a Green Lantern Corps. And he's doing his job, but then he gets defeated, and he sort of passes away and dies in this. But he takes out a lot of the hero. There's a couple of heroes that look like they get decapitated, they get
He
dismembered.
killed a lot of people
Yeah, he killed a
in
lot of
this issue and
people.
previous issues.
Well, even his girlfriend was like, "Man, you killed a lot of people." Carrie says, "I have to save the world. You'll see everyone." And he like killed all these people.
Yeah, but he thinks he's doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And didn't even say, like, I'm doing it for you.
Yeah.
This is all for you.
What issue did it end in? Was it 28 or 29?
I think it, I don't know. It wasn't 28. I don't remember if that was the end. I guess it ends at 29. Oh yeah, 29.
That's where he has that weird scene with the kid carrying the Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, because well, because one of the in an earlier issue, he is it the kid's power that he can pull people into his head or something like that, or he can go into their heads or
Yeah, I
something.
think so.
So it looks like he ended up like in the kid's head or something at the end.
Well, the end of 28 for sure. But Carrie had that throwout with that iron guy. She fought him to the pulp, and then she grabs him and like we can run away together kind of thing. And that's when an explosion happens, and he dies in her arms.
Yeah, because the Iron Man set his suit to
To explode.
explode, yeah.
And then he's in the kid's mind, like you said, like permanently,
Yeah.
playing with army men. And then Carrie's at his gravesite, and it cuts to one of the guys that's in his hospital, and he's sticking his finger in, or he's pinching a nurse's ass.
Yeah, 6 months later. Who is that in the bed? I can't
He's
remember.
one of the guys that was a superhero in that group
One of the guys that
that
survived.
survived.
Oh yeah,
She
and
retired, right?
then they
I
kind of
don't
tell
think
the rest of the
I think she retired from
story.
being a hero.
Yeah, 'cause she's pregnant.
This Zobe grew on me. Like I thought as the story went on, it like got better and better. Like I really understood, and I like when how they gave the backstory of the main female character in the powers of Zob, and how these shamans would get the power, and she got it instead of the one guy that was supposed to get it.
He's pissed off about it.
And they're fighting like an evil, like dark side or apocalypse type character that's there that just wants to destroy the world.
Yeah, he wants to come into our world and take it over.
That was good. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it as well.
And then the Marvelous story is marvelous, but focuses on like how he got his powers and became a policeman type character. But I think it's a flashback
Which
from,
one you said?
I think it's a flashback from when he was saving the Chicas. Do you remember in the boat? As Marvelous. I think this is like
Yeah, well,
a
27, he's
flashback.
continuing on the boat, and then. Oh, yeah, we talk. Yeah, there's a flashback of how he got.
He fell in the vat. A wire
Yeah,
fell in there
how he
with
got his
him, electrocuted,
powers.
gave him the powers to be bulletproof. And then he's fighting like these four people, over and over again, and they don't even have powers, but he doesn't seem to be able to take them out.
Yeah, he's not particularly effective as a superhero.
Yeah, but he's marvelous.
And I still don't know why he had an accent in that first issue.
Yeah.
He was pretending to have a. And then, was there more, or was that all? No,
We talked about Zob. We talked
I
about.
mean of Marvelous.
Yeah,
I think
pretty
that was
much.
the end of Marvelous. Oh, yeah, the end for now. So there's another one that ended.
Yeah, and then we had a Camellia Valance. Those ones are always so weird and fun. I don't, this guy's such a weird. It's such an abnormal hero's tale. Like,
And the writing is so weird too, but it's I don't know,
it's
there's something
so
about it
it's
that's
so fun
great.
and crazy, like ridiculously fun. Andre Leal and Dave Brink bring us a
The art is really
Camellia
good too.
Valance. And this
Yeah, Andre
focuses on a
Leal does the
scientist
art
and
and story.
a robot.
Yeah, well, it's a crossover between Camilo Valence and Perfect Ten, which I guess I did look up Perfect Ten. I guess that was a. I can't remember what I found now. It might have been a Kickstarter. It's another comic, though. I don't remember what I ended up finding.
But I mean, it's such a weird thing because Camellia Valance or whatever his name is, he's doing stage performance with a dummy. Like,
Yeah, well,
it's so
that's his thing. He's a
ridiculous.
ventriloquist.
Ventriloquist. And then he happens to get Perfect 10 to come up there and put, like, this thing on her and then do ventriloquism over her voice.
Right.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, she does. So she's forced to do, she's pissed off because.
And then there's this line outside of, he's like they're gonna fuck a bunch of like groupies, right?
Yeah, then
And
yeah,
he's
then.
the, but
Well, because
Bill.
she has the ma she has the mask, so she goes to find him, and she gets to his room, and there's like a line of women waiting.
Waiting to fuck his brains out.
Yeah.
And this isn't like a rock star. This is like a
It's a
fucking
ventriloquist.
ventriloquist.
He's
And all the
very
chicks are
popular, so.
there, and then they get in a fight with this creature in there, and then if you can hear the voices of things out the door, it's like, just take it.
Yeah. That monster is huge. Let me take care of
And
it.
the girl
Stay
listening to
behind
the
me.
door, flipping table, sledgehammer, and she's screaming, "What are they doing? How big is he?" That monster is huge. Let me take care of it. Stay behind me. Did you hear what she said? That they're doing the full service? It's not fair. I love this book because it's like so, it's so like non-mainstream. Like I don't, it's so weird.
So wrong. Yeah, I love it.
Every
I
time
think
I
I've.
read it, I'm just astonished by how it's written. It's such an oddball book.
The art is really good.
I really like it. Yeah, it's really good. I would like to see more of Perfect 10. She's very interesting.
Camilo, yeah, so did I. Camilo always does like weird stuff, like in this one, to defeat the monster, he like twists, he breaks his leg basically. And he always does stuff like that. Like he goes too far, it seems. Like when he defeats people, he like permanently injures them.
Yeah.
Like when he was in the doing that rest when he was like wrestling, and he turned that one guy into a pretzel. It's like you too far, man, too far.
I another enjoyable the only one I wasn't crazy about was that Green Tempest, but it wasn't bad, it just was weird.
Yeah, I agree.
Twenty-seven through 30. All right.
Well, like even the cover of Exciting Comics 30, it's Camilo checking out Perfect Ten's ass.
I know.
Funny.
It's been a weird series since it's begun. Like,
A lot of
I wonder what the
crossovers.
story is about some of these things. They're kind of fascinating. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know if
Camilo
I've
Vet,
looked
was that
into
guy at Kickstarter too, or?
it. I'm guessing it probably was. I haven't looked into it to see. But this is not the first crossover. He's had other crossovers.
Yeah.
I love it. Whenever I see, well, because he had that standalone one shot with some other character. But every time I see Camilo Valance, I'm like, oh yes, it's gonna be.
It's
I'm in for some
gonna be
fun.
some fun, yeah. So the other ones that you picked, I
Oh
actually
yeah, what'd
made
you
me
end up reading?
spend some money because I did buy this junior nonstop trade. I thought the story was like
Have to find these now.
so Junior is a scout comic, it's nonstop. Bill picked it. I was like, why did you pick this? It's from 2022. I didn't have to go to the second storage unit. It was in the first, so it wasn't that far back. But
Let me find my. Oh, this is with
the hippo, the little hippo
the astronaut with the hippo,
pet,
the
yeah, an
talking
ast
hippo.
and they're given like this shit assignment to go fix something or patch holes in this
Yeah, space
outpost.
station, yeah.
And they notice that there's weird oddities, like some of the holes are going out, some are coming in, and it's really weird. And then they get attacked by something. It looks like a meteor thing is
Yeah, something hits
starts
the
hitting.
station, yeah. So they have to hop in
And
the ship and go to
they
the
have to
planet.
jump to the ship and then land on the nearest planet, and it's inhibited by dinosaurs. I thought this, like, it felt so much like a story that we'd read in Planet Comics. And that's why I liked it. I thought it was
Yeah, it
pretty
was very
cool.
Planet Comics
And I
like.
really like the art, like the way he drew the lead female for sure. I liked it.
Yeah,
It
me too. Let me.
it
Oh, there it
got
is.
it got me to bite on
Got that one. I got
the
that one.
trade, which was $9.99 with discount.
Okay. Yeah, I did order the. I think I ordered the trade. I need to verify that.
I did. I don't know why. There's not like it's not like something like very unique. We've seen something like this before. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a hippo
A talking hippo,
astronaut.
yeah.
Yeah. But she looks like she's
Yeah, when she's unconscious, she has like a flashback of like training and stuff.
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, there's something I just liked about it. And the art is really good too, like you said.
Yeah, he draws her excellent. The T-Rex is drawn excellent.
Yeah.
I like how she has, he's real subtle with the freckle. Well, not subtle. She's really got a lot of
Yeah,
freckles.
freckles. Yeah, she's cute.
The hippo really looks like a hippo. Because I've been to the zoo and I've seen baby hippos.
This is Alex. I don't know how you say his last name. Kmeto? Meadow? I don't know if this K is silent or not.
Yeah. Written and drawn.
Yeah, it was really good.
It got me to fall into Bill's
I
paradigm
like
for
she
this
I
one.
like she yells at the T-Rex and he like snorts at her and then turns around and leaves.
Yeah.
He's like, that's not worth it.
I gave that a 4 out of 5. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so did I.
And then you picked Kill Chella.
Yeah, Killchella. I loved Killchella.
This one I gave a 5 out of 5 because it felt like a movie. Like it
And the
really
art was
did.
so good.
Yeah.
Serge Acuna did the art. And Mario Candelaria.
Was the trade offered? Is that why you picked it?
Yeah, that's
Okay.
I read it because the trade was solicited. And this starts with a group of people who are going to they're going to Coachella, right?
Yeah, they're taking a tram though up there. And there's a couple that's taking pictures of each other in Palm Springs, California.
Yeah.
And they get some person to take a odd picture of them kissing.
Oh, this is just, yeah, it opens with the random couple, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
To set the tone.
And then they run into that same person later on. And she kills both of them. She pu pushes one of the guys off a cliff and then smashes the skull of the female girl.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck is going on? And then cut to the scene of the friends, which is they do a good job because this is your typical coming together of a group of friends going on some trip to in this case, a concert, right?
Yeah, they're going to Coachella, and this is after. Yeah, so they were friends when they were probably in high school or whatever, and now they're a little older, in their 20s, and they're yeah, kind of reuniting. And some of them are like the two brothers. Are they like professional wrestlers?
Yeah.
And then the one, what was the one woman? She's like, is she like an influencer or something?
I thought she was an actress of
Or
some
she an act? Oh
sort.
yeah, she's an actress. That's right. Oh yeah, she brought along her like publicist or something too, right?
Yeah.
And her photographer.
And then you have the main female character, and then that stranger that has long hair that just shows up and they invite him. Like, come join us because you're all alone. And they, for some reason, when they rented out the spot, they didn't realize there was another person that rented a
Yeah,
bedroom
another.
next to them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, hey, you lost, man?
Yeah.
And then. Oh, yeah. So some of them want to go out drinking, but the others are like, no, it's late. We need to get our sleep. But the new guy convinces. Did you just go out with the one guy? Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's crazy is they just he goes with this stranger and nobody goes with them. Like it's just the one guy that goes.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that he could have taken out two of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, if there was, he needed just there to be one of them. It's because, was it one of the wrestler guys that went with him, or was it the, I can't remember who.
I think it was one of the brothers, the wrestlers, or
Yeah.
because that's how he got on their good side is he's like, I know you guys. You guys are the two wrestlers. And then he didn't like know who the actress was, and she was all pissed off.
He knows the wrestlers, but not the actors, yeah.
Yeah, it was a really good first issue for sure. I liked it a lot. If I would have known it was going to be that good, I would have grabbed all of them out of the storage unit, but and just read them all, because I usually do
Yeah.
that, but then I keep falling behind on the books that I'm trying to keep caught up on, so it.
God, this art is so good. I just love it. I gotta look up this artist, see what else he's done, because this is good.
Yeah. It looks like the singer is getting all these people to kill people. Is that what you get? That's what I get the stories about.
Which, oh, the
The
one
main
that's,
female singer.
yeah, could
They're
be.
like making sacrifices to her or something. I don't know what they're doing, but
Yeah.
good stuff.
So good.
Hey Barb, she went outside again. She was out there for a while and then came back in and now is doing the ear thing again. I don't know what she does. She's got a lot of ear wax and she like goes outside, loosens it up, and now she just shakes all the time.
Trying to shake stuff out of her ears.
Yeah.
Do we have another book? I can't remember.
Megaton. Number three.
Oh yeah, Mega. How did I forget
Did you
that?
forget it? Forget it, or did you
No,
read
I
it?
just I read I did read it. My
I didn't
fiction.
realize that Eric Larson leaves after issue four.
Was that when he left?
Well, that's
Yeah.
when the if you read the back matter, that's kind of what he says, and they picked up Angel Medina.
Oh, right.
The one thing I didn't like about this issue, though, is Megaton has been one of my favorites, along with Vanguard, and
Yeah,
we didn't get a
same.
Megaton story in this one.
Yeah, I didn't look ahead. So Megaton is in the next issue. Actually, he's in the rest of the. He's in
Ethrian I
this.
like, but I don't like it as much as the other ones.
Yeah, it looks like we only have one more Ethrian story.
Yeah.
And then he appear in backups in Savage Dragon
Yes, it kind
later.
of makes me want to revisit
I know, me too. That's why I want to read
because
that next.
I didn't care for it when I read the backups. But
I didn't either.
now that I know the story and that it was there.
Yeah, it would be fun to have to look online, see if someone's written down like all the issues he appeared in so I can go through them.
Yeah.
And then is that all? Oh, Wild Man. Oh, the grass green one that appears in the future. I think this is the last Vanguard. Yeah, this is the last. No, the Vanguard's in number four. Like you said, that was the last Eric Larson. And then that was spun off into his own series. But in this one, we have, yeah, Vanguard and Ethrian.
And Vanguard is pretty much a battle between Dragon and Vanguard.
Yeah, it just kind of continues from last issue. But in this case, it's.
Misunderstood Vanguard. They think he's attacking Earth or he's part of the invasion and he's the one that was assigned to orbit
Protect
Earth and
Earth, yeah.
protect Earth. And
And this
he's
is
there
the.
having sex with that reporter in space, and I still think they
Yeah.
think she's missing.
Yeah, they think that he kidnapped her.
And he killed Mighty Man.
Yeah. And I don't know if you said that this is the first one, Megaton that's, or Vanguard that's written by Eric Larson. So he did
Yeah.
the whole thing on this one. We get to see Paul Dragon, and we get to see Paul's wife and child.
Yeah. Which is Angel. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Is it the same angel?
Well, I don't think it's the
Can't be,
same in
right?
continuity, but
Yeah.
it looks like her.
Yeah, it was the alternate universe angel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. Like, it makes sense. He reused a lot of stuff, so which, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like you said, this issue is mostly just a fight between them.
And they capture and imprison Vanguard at the end of it. And the Ethrian, he kind of he went off into space, and I guess the guy that was with him finds another guy, and he gets saved from two aliens that were trying to get him. And then Ethrian, we learn that Ethrian has like some kind of is possessed by like some kind of god, and then he like separates from Ethrian or the
Yeah, that was weird.
yeah.
Yeah, so this god comes out of, well, was he like in the, I couldn't tell if he was in the gem or if he was in his body or what.
I don't know. I thought they were part of each other, but they
Yeah.
obviously separated. And now, so and then he changed back to human form, and then was it in danger? And later on, after he gets control again, it looks like he gets the power of Ethrian again.
Yeah. And then there was that group of other Ethrians or whatever who, didn't they tell him something like the power wasn't meant for one person. You're supposed to be part of this collective.
Yeah.
But he's like, and then he's captured by the Torx.
Is Ethrian captured by the Torx, or was it the other guy?
I don't know.
It's the I think it's Ethrian.
I think it's
But I think he gets
Ethrian,
his powers back. He's not even Eth I think Ethrian's the
well,
god.
I think he needs
I
to.
it's whoever that guy is.
Yeah, it says something like, yeah, we must wake my brothers and restore power here to reenact the transformation that will change him forever into Ethrian. So I think he has the power, or the god is back in him.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have his powers yet. He probably needs to learn how to use them or something. I just realized I didn't read the letters page. What am I doing?
I did. It was some guy that was trying to. Oh, he says he likes the book a lot and he wants to know if he could apply to draw art. And then another guy who inked Fosco and said, I'd like to be his inker. But a lot of people that were happy about them reducing the page count, like, and then
Yeah,
some.
people seem very
There
pleased
was
about
another
that.
person that was complaining, saying they were able to get issue one, but the store didn't get issue two.
Yeah, and I noticed there's like a ad for back issues. And number one is sold out. Number two still available. Number three on sale now.
Yeah.
So number one was sold out by the time number three came out.
But they were far apart. It was
That's
supposed to be
true. They were far
bi-monthly, and
apart.
they got
Yeah.
were really far apart.
Yeah. I'm still enjoying reading this. It is
Yeah.
fantastic.
Did you get your Faust book yet?
I did. I just got it on Friday. I wasn't supposed to get it till next week, but it
Ah.
appeared.
I was so anxious to get that. I was afraid I wasn't gonna get it.
Right.
And then I'm always afraid, well, what if the neighbor gets it? And
What if
they're
this
like, what is this
gets into the wrong
nonsense?
hands?
Yeah,
Yeah.
it gets into the wrong hands. 'Cause it is violent and sexual like crazy. But yeah,
Yeah, I remember when we were
happy I got it.
Remember when we were young, like it was always like the forbidden, you know, like the super ultra violent sexual
Well,
comic.
when I got it, I was already a grown ass man, an adult.
Yeah, I never got it when I was a kid. What year did this come out? I'm sure it says in
Well,
here.
I was getting it, I think, from Rebel. I think they were the second publisher of it.
Because it doesn't really say.
Faust, the Rebel edition came out in 1992. So I was in college.
I thought it was earlier than that.
Not the Rebel edition.
Well, I was old enough to get it then.
Yeah, you're old enough.
I do have some Fausts. I don't have a complete run, though.
I don't either, and I think the ones that I do have are second prints. 'Cause I like picked up like issue 5 and then I got
Yeah. But now we have this nice. I like that it's oversized.
Yeah.
This looks fantastic. And they have covers and they have like a portfolio art
Yeah.
and an essay.
If you wrap these in a napkin.
Did Barb bring you some food?
No, I didn't bring her any food. And she's looking at me like, "Where's my stuff?"
You're telling her about.
I had a choice. I had every intent to go get breakfast this morning, but Harley got up early. Harley got up early.
You're on dog
And
duty.
that walk, I just barely get in back in time for the podcast. I wasn't sure she was gonna go for a walk because yesterday she had one of her bad days where she doesn't want to eat. But this morning she ate and drank a lot of water, so I took her
That's
and
good.
she went on the whole walk. So
Oh, she did.
yeah, she
That's
did.
good.
I
So
just
she.
I can't get her to eat on schedule anymore. Like she eats when she eats.
Yeah.
And sometimes she wants to skip. And then I let her go outside and I don't know what she does. This is what I think she does, is I think she goes outside, she rolls in the grass. I think a bug gets in her ear 'cause they're attracted to the wax in her right ear. She's got like a wax buildup in her right ear.
Yeah.
And I think they get in there, and then she just shakes because she feels things moving around in
Bugs
there.
in her ear.
W 1 minute, 60 seconds. And then you get a full cheese, and then I put a half on one and half on the other. Yeah, and then nuke it again for 10 seconds.
So what do you end up making?
They're frozen Jimmy Dean sausage biscuits.
Okay.
But I would
Good in a
have got a
pinch.
breakfast burger, but I didn't get there in time. But what do you want to cover next time? Do you got any ideas besides Megaton number 4?
No, I don't have any ideas. I don't
Well,
have anything queued up.
let's do 4 issues of horror comics then.
Yeah, we could do horror and what's the other one?
Planet.
Yeah, Planet.
And then whatever, you can throw in 2 or 3.
Okay.
Maybe some of those non-stops.
Some more non-slaps.
I'll find something. You haven't gotten your monthly shipment in yet, have you?
No, not yet. I haven't seen any. Yeah, it's only the it's still early, so.
Then
Probably get it this week.
whatever we watched, I already talked about Equalizer.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched a plane. Have you heard about that?
What is it?
It's Plane,
No.
Plane. It came to the theaters for a hot minute. It's a Gerard Butler film, and it's about a pilot, and they get caught up in a storm, and then land on an island that's not governed. And it's sort of like a survival type movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good. I thought it was gonna be like a plane terrorist thing, and it's not that.
Yeah,
But
it's weird that it's called plane if the focus is them on an island.
yeah, I liked it a lot.
What was that on?
That was on Stars.
Okay.
And then I watched a movie called Jungle with the Harry Potter actor Radcliffe. And this is based on a true story. They even tell you how it ends. Like you know how they have those paragraphs after the movie. This is what
Yeah,
happened to this guy. This is.
happened. Yeah,
I
like.
didn't really know what this movie was going to be about. I knew it was based on a true story and it was a survivalist type movie. But they go to South America and they're going around the Amazon, and he just goes. Like, he's Jewish, he meets up with two other people and they're hikers, and then all of a sudden they meet this fourth person. And he claims that he wants to take them to this indigenous tribe that hasn't been influenced by modern society at all. And he says, I know how to get there. We just have to hike there. And they have to pay him so much money. And they take him and they go into the middle of the wilderness. And then one of the guy's feet get really bad. Like, they get all fucked up. And he's and then they get they try to raft, they build their own raft and go down the river, but the main guy they hired to be their taker, he can't swim, and he starts freaking out. So he says, no, I'm just gonna hike to that town that they're supposed to go to. And the guy with the bad feet decides to go with him because he's in bad shape. The other two decide to raft down. But the one guy's smart enough to say, if you see this one area, you need to pull to the side and then hike the rest of the way because you're not going to be able to survive it. And guess what? They fall asleep and they hit that area and then they get separated. And it's weird because those are the two guys that survived. One of the guys barely survives, but the one guy that knew what he was doing on the water, he survives and gets where he was. He gets rescued by people in one of the tribes, and then he goes after to try to rescue his friend. But they never find out what happened to that tour guide in the other one. Like they probably died. But it's crazy because it's just like it's man against wilderness, and they end up dying.
Yeah. Well, that sounds
The two
interesting.
guys survived. It's pretty good. It's really good. I liked it.
Kind of reminds me, I watched a, I think it was like a YouTube documentary about, I don't know his first name, but he's a Rockefeller
Yeah.
who disappeared in the, when he was in the jungle.
Yeah.
Which I'd never heard that story before, so that was interesting. But that was one where they were going to find like a this tribe, similar type of thing where they're trying to find this tribe that, you know, hasn't had contact with. Actually, he was trying to buy like artwork from them, like these, they're the ones that do like the totem poles where it's like people, it looks like people on top of each other's shoulders,
Yeah.
and they contain like the natives believe it contains like the spirit of the people who died or whatever. It's a way of remembering them. And I think in their case they never made it. I think they hit like rough water or something and like lost their supplies, and then their guides like swam to shore to get help, but then their boat kind of like kept drifting away from land.
Yeah.
And then eventually the Rockefeller kid like dove in and swam to shore.
Never was heard from again.
They never heard from again, but they believe what happened was he found the tribe that he was looking for, but they killed him.
Yeah.
And they ate him.
This was an odd movie that I just decided to watch. I saw it. We watched Dirty Grandpa. That's got some raunchy stuff in it.
If it's called Dirty Grandpa, yeah, you have to
it's pretty raunchy.
push the limits. You're required to.
I can't remember what else I watched, but there was something else I watched on I started another movie on Hulu called The Good Neighbor. I don't know what it is yet because I only got like half hour into my exercise on it, but it's a thriller, so I can imagine the good neighbor is really not a good neighbor.
Yeah. It's almost guaranteed
Then
that the
I did
neighbor is
watch
not
the, like I
good.
said last time we talked, I watched the first three Pirates of the Caribbean, and then I needed a break. There's still two more, but I couldn't just keep
You
going.
needed to, yeah, I need to step away for a moment.
So I took a pause.
Trying to think, have I watched any movies? I haven't really watched many movies.
We're still making. Go ahead.
We're still watching that Discovery of Witches show. We just finished the second season of that. So we have one season left on that. Enjoying that.
Is that current time?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Mostly yes. And then I'm still watching Sweet Tooth. Still
Season
enjoying.
two yet, or for season
No,
one
I'm still
still?
in first season. How many seasons are there? Just
Two,
two?
yeah.
Yeah, I'm still in the first season.
Still haven't watched this second. I'm trying to remember, me and Barb were watching The Goldbergs, and I think we took a break to get to watch all the Equalizers, but
Yeah.
I thought we were watching something before that. We finished it, whatever it was.
I also just finished the first season of Will Trent, which I don't know if I talked about that
Will
before.
Trent?
Yeah, Will Trent.
What is that?
It's about a detective in Louisiana. I believe it's Louisiana. It's like a. It's very similar to like a Monk or a Columbo, where it's like a detective. He's like dyslexic and he's really, really good, but he's weird. So it fits in that kind of mold where he's a weird dude, but he's so good at what he does that everyone just kind of lets him do what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And he like grew up in like a group home and stuff. It's good. It's well done. It has really good
What is
characters in
that
it. So
on?
I don't know, one of the networks. So it's probably streaming somewhere. I just watched it off of TiVo. And then think that's about it. I will have to see. It's so weird. Like, I was gonna look to see like what new shows are gonna be starting up.
Yeah.
But now the networks don't really have hardly any new shows except for reality shows and game shows.
Yeah. You should watch The Equalizer. I don't know if you have anything that it's on, but it's good stuff. Maybe you can get it from the library.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that one.
Good. It's good stuff. I think we want to watch the Evil Dead movie next. The new one.
Is there a new one?
Yeah, it's on HBO Max.
Lost on these things. So many channels now for streaming.
Yeah.
Haven't been to the theater. Well, there hasn't really been anything that's made me
Every week there's
motivated me to
something.
go to the theater.
Everything. Every time there's something for me to see. Like,
Yeah,
I feel like I could. There's always a movie that I'm interested in.
and honestly, I could probably just go to the theater like any Saturday
And find something.
and find something that I'm gonna enjoy.
Yeah.
Because even like a the theater elevates even movies that aren't that great,
I've heard a
the
lot of
theater
good things about
experience.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I was thinking about that one.
And Barbie. I've heard really good things about
I
that.
do want to see Barbie.
So there's a couple. There's a new Liam Neeson movie, and I like old man action, that's for sure. And get me a 70, 80-year-old guy kicking ass. I'm
Kicking
all
all the
like,
youngsters'
hell
ass,
yeah.
doing the impossible, complaining about being old.
Yeah.
Don't remember if there's any things I saw previews for that I'm interested in. I'm sure there are. That's another reason I should go to the movies so I can see some trailers for what's upcoming. Get me excited.
Yeah, well, when we retire and we're living next door to it, we're going to be going to movies every week.
Every week.
Yeah, with our bucket of popcorn.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
That's what we'll want to do that when we get old.
that's right.
Just sit there.
Does Melanie know that we're all moving in together? Barb knows. You're gonna have to
Okay.
break it to her, but
I'll have to
at
tell
least
her.
we're taking care of each other as we get older.
That's right. It's
Yeah.
important.
Right. Well, I think we can wrap this baby up. And next time I think you'll have a previews.
Yes, I would definitely have a previews.
It's crazy because I'm getting less, but because the cost is going up like a buck, it's like
Yeah, it's costing.
it's not going down. It's crazy.
That would be interesting. I should compare like my most recent order to like a year ago and see how it compares number of items versus overall cost.
Yeah.
I do know that I went over budget last month.
I did because of the Omnis, but
Yeah, I did just because there's like five like collections that I needed to get.
this time I was looking at stuff and there wasn't a heck of a lot that was like on my must get, but there was a lot of interesting stuff.
Well, that's good because if the must gets are lower, then it gives me freedom to actually get some stuff that I am
Yeah.
curious about.
The PS
So.
art books, though, man, God, I haven't gotten any lately. And now they got Doll Man coming out, and I've always wanted to read
Oh, really?
Doll Man, you know, like,
Yeah.
and that's not collected like anywhere.
Anywhere else?
Yeah, it's not.
That's the good
So,
stuff, the stuff that you just can't get.
yeah, so I don't know. That might be the one collection. I did get a Phantom Stranger omnibus in. This one I got shafted on, though, because I didn't get the DCBS discount because they solicited it twice and they canceled both of mine. And I guess the third time they did, it was one of those FOCs or one of those email things. And
Yeah.
I never paid attention to it. So I got it from Amazon.
Okay.
And they did the same thing with that Detective Chimp collection where I couldn't really order it from their website, so I pre-ordered it from Amazon because it's like
Oh,
I
did they
really
end up
wanted that
that?
one.
Yeah, that one I forgot. That one I thought they just canceled completely.
Well, they
It's confused.
canceled it, but then they resolicited it somewhere, and I wanted to get that one.
So confusing. I hate this. It's so hard to keep track of stuff now.
Yeah, it is. And I miss the sales numbers, and I miss being able to go to one previews magazine and see everything, you know, like Image, if we don't go to that website, I have no fucking clue like what they're really doing anymore.
Yeah.
And now they got all the Transformer G.I. Joe stuff. I do know that the Image previews for this one has more of my interest than the last one did. Just more stuff that
Okay,
I'm interested in.
yeah, that boosts you.
Plus, I'm excited that Larry Hama's coming back to continue his G.I. Joe run. I'm very excited for that. Matter of
Yeah,
fact,
that's
today I think
really
I'm gonna
cool.
do some more sorting of my uninventoried comics because I actually find that fun because I'm like,
Yeah, see what
I
you
was going
discover.
through my action labs, like stacks of action labs. I have so much. And I was like looking at the names, like people that I know, like Dave Dwanch, you know, like he worked there. Sean Pryor, like I know all these people. Adam Freeman, Jim Dietz, who passed away, like his name was on there. Like I was looking at like just their staff, and it was like all the people that I've known. And this
Super
was
ugly.
the.
I think he was early on.
And I'm not sure. I've never seen him in the credits, but they had done that NFL
Pro.
experiment, NFL something, and I remember them doing it, but I didn't remember I bought all three. Like they had every single NFL team, so I bought like a Kansas City Chiefs for Barb. I bought a Packers and Bills for me. And they were like really cool covers, and I was like, wow, these are in here. So I'm like finding all kinds
Yeah.
of this stuff that I guess I'd never inventoried or I knew I had, but I just
Yeah,
hadn't
stuff that
seen
you
in
know
such a
about,
long
but
time.
yeah.
Yeah, now I'm in the Archies and.
That's cool. Yeah, and I'm sure there's gonna be some stuff where you like forgot you even got it.
Yeah, and then I was like looking at these old Xenoscopes, right? Like these Robin Hoods, all written by Pat Shand, like from
He did a long
2011,
run on
from
those,
like
yeah.
2011, man. And I'm like, I have all this Pat Shand stuff, and there was like, I don't know, there I was really enjoying going through the Xenoscope. I was like, I want to read all this shit now.
Yeah, that'd be cool to go
Yeah.
through. That's what I need to. I have a lot of. That's not a scope, but I have holes that I need to fill up.
Yeah.
I do want to get a lot of that stuff, though.
All right. Well, we can wrap this bad boy up. You can reach us at Blue Sky now at DBM00 Blue Sky and me, Mike Myers Brunch on Blue
Actually, I'm
Sky.
William Bomer on
Oh, are you? Did you
the
change
Blue
it?
Sky.
God
I
damn it.
did. Maybe I'll create. Can you create multiple accounts?
If you get another invite.
Maybe I'll create. Maybe I should just create a
I kept
DBM.
it the same just to keep it
Yeah.
consistent, you know. On Twitter, the same DBM00, Mike Myers Brunch. It's interesting, the Blue Sky. I don't know if you played around with it, but there seem to be like a lot of prevalent creators that are posting over there
Yeah,
exclusively that
switched
have
over.
migrated.
Yeah.
Eric Larson's posting everywhere, so you'll get his posts almost everywhere, but not all the interactions. Like some of the interactions he does are on Blue Sky, and
Yeah, I've seen some creators who do more stuff on Blue. Like, they still post on Twitter, but not as much.
yeah, there's some that are moving away, and there's some that don't even want anything to do with Blue Sky. But like I ask people for invites now. I have an invite, and then I can't even give them away. But I kind of like it
Yeah.
for some things. Like it's a quieter place. It just seems, at least in my world, no advertisements. I like that, and I like that it's almost all comic content, at least on my timeline.
Yeah. What you followed.
You could find us on Facebook at Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button. The website is geekbrunchpodcast.com. Follow all the episodes there. Emails mike@comicbooknoise.com and bill@comicbooknoise.com. And we'll be back with some previews and more Megaton and Planet Comics and Horror Comics and some other stuff.
Excited about the horror comics because I know Jabberwocky's coming up.
Oh yeah, I think it is. The part,
I
the second part,
yeah, part
lo
two.
long awaited.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll see that. My favorite is Jungle still. There's something about the Jungle comics that I
Yeah,
just
you love
love
the
it.
Jungle Comics.
I love the simplicity. That's why I'm not crazy about Primal going into the sci-fi area.
The other
But
dimension, yeah.
I just want my jungle stuff happening.
It seems like a weird switch when she gets her powers from the animals of the jungle.
Yeah.
That they kick her out of the jungle.
I
She's
recently
the
read,
jungle warrior.
yeah, I recently read an old Tarzan annual from Marvel Comics, and I was fascinated by it because it was an annual in Tarzan. It got into that area where it's an uncomfortable area where he was actually falling in love with an ape. But then you're like, that's so wrong. But it's not so wrong if that's all he knew. Like,
And he communicates with them, so.
yeah, and that's like his,
Family.
that's his fam, like that
His
was his
people.
tribe. Yeah. But
Yeah.
it's such an uncomfortable thing, 'cause as you're reading it, you're like, wow, they wouldn't do this
You gotta
now.
bang an ape.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so crazy. I like that, finding stuff like that, 'cause it's just like, oh, this is making me feel a little uncomfortable in today's times.
Definitely don't read that in public.
But yeah, I can never get enough Tarzan in my life. I like Tarzan. And now Zan of the Jungle.
That what it is? Yep, Zan of the Jungle.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll talk to you soon. Have a good
All
week.
right.
Enjoy your
You
extra
too.
day off.
I know, it's nice.
Yeah.
You don't
It's
have to
gonna
go to
go by
work
so
tomorrow.
fast because it'll be with my
It
brother, but
is.
It'll seem like not a day, like it'll just
Yeah, have fun
we'll
at the
enter
zoo.
it. Yeah.
It's cool that you'll be there with kids because kids, it's fun to watch kids get excited about these things.
Well, my niece now is, she's a senior, I think. She's driving, I know
Sheesh.
that. So she's
Yeah.
16. She can drive. She's gonna be a senior.
Hopefully she's not a grumpy teen who doesn't want to be there.
She probably is, but like
Yeah.
She's at that age, I think, where she wants to be more with her friends than, but we
Yeah,
haven't
hang out
seen
with
them
her.
in forever. And we were supposed to, but then my father-in-law, we were supposed to go on that
Right, you're
vacation
gonna
with
take
them, and
that family
that didn't
vacation.
work, yeah.
Yeah. Got side railed. Well, have fun.
I kind of wanted to go on that vacation too because it was a vacation where we could like we had nothing scheduled. So it was like more of a relaxation, determine our own day vacation. And I like those. I like those
Yeah.
for like decompression, you know what I mean? Where you don't have like a set plan. That's why I want to retire, 'cause I don't want to have a set plan anymore. I want to just kind of go with the flow. I still want
Do
to
what you
do
feel like
things.
doing.
I
Yeah.
still want to take
Well, it's
care
good to
of
have
things.
some schedule,
Yeah.
but enough
But I don't want to have
like
schedule like
freedom.
my parents, where everything on their calendar is like doctor's appointment Tuesday, doctor's appointment Wednesday. Gotta
Yeah,
go take
unfortunately,
this person
you
to
get
a
to an age
doctor's
where
appointment.
that is your schedule.
Yeah.
Oh, stupid bodies.
Yeah. Ah, gonna be 55 in 1 year. It seems
Yep.
like a long time, but it's already freaking September. All right, we can wrap this one up, and we'll talk to everybody in 2 weeks, hopefully.
All right.
All right,
Sounds
see ya.
good. All right.
Bye.